Guess what? This is the opening to the opening. All right? Today's episode is brought to you by Explosion Bus. Now, Explosion Bus is brought to you, or created, or produced, I should say, by Jonathan Katz. And I'm sure other people too, but... And I say you should watch Explosion Bus because, you know what, while you're at it, go watch the old Jonathan Katz show, Dr. Katz. They were great. I'm sure this is going to be great. Let's put it this way. So far, I've loved everything Jonathan Katz has done, including his stand-up many years ago when I first saw that, then the Dr. Katz show, now Explosion Bus. Now let's fucking watch it. This is a new way we do in-house ads. We're very aggressive. Don't just wait till a year from now when everyone's talking about it. Go fucking watch it now. Do you understand? Great Thanksgiving message. Alrighty. Here's the opening. Oh, by the way, I mentioned turkey sandwiches twice. I forgot that I mentioned it later in the show, and then I mentioned it on the opening you're about to hear. Alright. Bye. Here's the opening to the opening. Oh, no, this is the opening to the opening. Here's the opening to the opening. That sort of makes sense. Happy Thanksgiving. Hi. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Well, right out of the bat, I'm going to give you a good idea. Everybody sometimes takes, like, maybe stuffing, mashed potatoes, turkey, cranberry sauce, and makes the... Thanksgiving sandwiches the next day. But I tried doing it with waffles about a week ago. I just bought a turkey at the store. Go do it. Get a waffle. Get the big Belgian frozen waffles. Toast them. Put the stuffing, the turkey. I took a little maple syrup with the cranberries. Put it on top. Then put the other waffle on the top. Sliced it down the middle. Whew. Now, today... is nothing but pure joy with Jake Fogelnest and Jen Kirkman. You know, out of all the emails that I get, one of them that resonates with me a lot, among many of them do, but like when people say it feels like they're hanging out with friends, obviously that's good. I like that. So today's one of those shows especially. So we silly dance for a while, but we did edit that out because that might be hard to listen to for 5 minutes. I hate when I say, oh, we're going to put the video up and then we don't. But the reason I know we're going to is Mikey just got busy out of nowhere. And so now Eric is doing the videos. So the silly dance video will be up to George Carlin. That thing will be up. But you'll hear a little bit of it in today's show. And I hope you silly dance with us. Congratulations, Rory. He is in the process of creating a new show. Well, it was bought, so. And you know, I think Rory's oozing with talent, so that's a good thing. And then Mark Wilson, you had a lot of good ideas. You'll see them implement in today's show. Hey, and by the way, sometimes people send emails, well, a lot, with news clips or music. And I always try to credit them once in a while, just from printing out the email to when I get over to the studio, somehow it gets lost, or when we're doing the show, I forget to reference it. But I always really appreciate it, and I'm sorry if you sent something and I forgot, but you might not even care. But you can always re-email me, tell me, hey, I was the guy that sent that. Some reason. That's it. Next week. Now, we could have broke the show up into two parts. We could have, but we didn't. So next week, I'm doing something that I don't think... Well, I know I've never done it before. I'm going to have a guest host fill in for me. I'm not scared. Back in the day, Johnny Carson used to have guest hosts. So I can have a guest host. So it's going to be Daniel Kino, and I don't know who he's going to have on. I don't know what he's doing, but I will tell you this. I cannot wait to hear the show. I have no idea. I told the whole gang, I said, do not tell me what you're doing. I can't wait to hear it. So I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and remember, nothing's that important. Let it go. Let it go. Sometimes people need aggressive love. Let it fucking go. No. You know the best feeling when you decide you don't need shit or you don't need something? It's like, God. By the way, every time I tell you this, I'm telling myself too. I think we got it. I think we got it. I heard Terrell Williamson's new CD. It was enjoyable. You should go buy it. He needs the money so he can move out of his mom's house. Maybe we'll play a clip of it next week. We were going to this week, but we forgot. All righty. That's it. That was a long opening. Well, I guess they're always long. So, see you the week after next, and I cannot wait to hear what they all do while I'm not there next week. But enjoy the show. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, we can turn. Oh, I think we go to this. I'm not going to leave all this in.
All right. Jane, could you tell everybody what you said about my tattoo one more time? Seriously, I want the listeners
to
hear.
When we weren't recording, I said, oh, tell me about your tattoo. And I said, that's badass and hardcore, like Henry Rollins. And then you said, if you were wearing, you'd feel like you're too preppy if you wear a shirt.
No, don't say that part. Oh. How dare you say the part that involves me revealing my soul.
Erase it. Delete it.
No, go ahead. Just say the
you
part.
You didn't say that.
Just say the part what you said about.
But then I said, it looks like you have a story, like you've been to rehab.
And I thought that was the biggest compliment. I'm not even joking.
I know. You were like, oh, my God.
It's so nice. Okay, here's what I want to say before we start the show. Mark Wilson brought up a really good point.
It looks like you didn't do well the first time in rehab. You had to go again 6 months later. That's how fucked up you were.
And then I got this crazy tattoo.
Yeah.
But now my hair is more traditional and my dress is. But you could tell that guy in the day, he did some hardcore
shit. Every year of sobriety, you get a little more added to it.
Thank you.
Your family has a party.
I've said this before. Oh, okay. We'll talk about that when we start the show. But my niece, I swear to God, this is true. I tweeted it. She had a tattoo. It said no regrets. And I went with her and her mom to laser it off when I was home visiting. Swear to God. I thought maybe I shouldn't tweet that. It looks like it's a joke. Seems like it's a joke. Mark Wilson brought up to us. We haven't started the show yet. I think we should isolate this, Katie, and play it before every show. So like this, what I'm about to say, we'll play. We'll isolate it. Then my opening that I do every week, hey, we'll play. But this is something that's going to be on every single show from now on. Here we go, right here. Okay, hello, welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening, I want you to like the show, but there's a good chance you won't if you go into it negatively. Like if the first time we do something silly, you're going to go, it doesn't make, you got to give it time. Now you might think, why do I care? So what do I care? That's what Chris told me before we went on. Before I recorded this, he goes, so what if someone doesn't like it? They don't like it. But I think if I can just keep you a little longer, you'll start liking it. But if you're negative already, if you're not enjoying me talking about you're not liking it, then you're not going to like it. So fucking turn it off. Right now, I'm telling you it's not going to be for you. And believe me, I want it to be for you. I want big numbers. So there's that. If you're a first-time listener, give it time. You might not like one show, but if you listen to three, I'm going to have you fucking hooked. And then sometimes on the show, all the time on the show, you know, whether you believe in God or not, it's all ingrained in us that when you say swear to God, that you're, I might fib to somebody, but if they go swear to God or now to George Carlin, which we'll explain in a second, I won't break that. I can't, because then later they're like, you swore to God. It means like on my family member. I won't break that. So on the show, we say swear to God when we're lying because it's so funny comedically. So you need to know that as a first-time listener. When we say to George Carlin, we'll never break that trust. So, but to swear to God. Now, even though you know it, when we get into a bit and we're going, I swear to God, that does not mean it's the truth. But to George Carlin does. Roll in the jingle. This is fun.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
This is very fun.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Hello?
Hello?
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd.
Hey,
it's Zach.
Stop.
Listen, man.
Are you seriously? Why cannot we get this phone line fixed? Who is this talking? Why? Am I
they just get through every week.
It's angering.
You know, Time Warner's coming next week. We'll get him to fix it.
All right, finish it.
Really want to come on the podcast?
Hello. Is Jake Vogelmass going to be on it? I was thinking, what if he called himself Joke Vogelmass? Right, sir.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What? Joke Vogelmass instead of Jake Vogelmass? You get it? Like, there's Jake is his name, but I was thinking.
You want me to beg?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joke Vogelmass.
All right, so please.
Todd, do you screen these calls?
Like, no, I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Every week, this is when I get excited.
High atop Black Horse Motors.
Oh, Jen Kirkman's here. God damn it, it's fun.
The Todd Glass Show.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be a Todd Glass kind of day, to be honest. You know somebody wrote that in? They tweeted it 2 weeks ago. Or tweeted it or emailed it. I forgot. They go, I feel like it's going to be a Todd Glass kind of day. And I feel like... Then Joe McKenzie wrote this song. We did it last week, but I want to do it again. Hey, everybody.
I can start Friday now, Todd Glass is on.
Oh. Crank it up.
I can hear all
I'm talking to you, the listener. Turn your volume up on your goddamn phone. Jake Vogelmass, already he's scoring points with me. He's laughing at every goddamn little thing I do. This guy fucking gets me.
It's going to be a Todd.
Oh, this is the part.
Todd Glass Show kind of day.
Oh, people. This is why I connect with people.
It's going to be a Todd Glass Show kind of day.
It's true. I mean, it is true.
I think I can make it now.
Well, give me a second before we get to our guests, Jake Vogelnest and Jen Kirkman. This is fun today. Let me tell you something. What I like about you two, well, Jake, I've heard through the grapevine you're saying very nice things about the show, so that relaxes me. And Jen, I know, you know. So this is like a family show.
Oh.
I know, Jen. People know how we met? Is that weird?
When you took advantage of me when I was in a blackout? Do they know that story or the what?
What kind of person would take advantage of you in a blackout? So in other words, we were at a comedy club. We're backstage in the green room. There's a blackout. And I pull your pants down?
No, I blacked out drunk.
Oh, and then
like,
I pulled your pants
down.
Yeah. I would never do that.
I know you would.
Because you know what? If you're drunk, that's a disgusting, vile act. But in a blackout, if I pull your pants down, come on, that's fun.
That's, yeah. No, I would love that.
Yeah.
That would actually be cute.
Imagine me pulling your pants down, and you're pulling them up. Like, you're just vigorously fighting me. I'm like, oh, come on, there's a blackout. Why can't we have fun, Jen? Stop being fucking uptight.
One would see. You'd be completely safe.
I would just have to know when the lights were coming back on. If you're like, okay, it's a one-day blackout, I'd be like, then pull my pants down.
Well, they wouldn't stay down for like the whole time. It would just be up. You would pull them up. Everyone would have a laugh, and it would take the tension out of there being a blackout.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But Jen does have a good point. If we knew there's going to be a blackout for 5 minutes, we can make sure at 4 minutes and 58 seconds we pulled our pants back up and got our composure.
Yeah.
How bad would it be for the lights to come on and you're with your pants down and I'm touching your vagina, and then we see each other. It's disgusting. All right, listen. That's not the way I want to start the show. Merv, thank you. Merv sent me a letter in that he I would tell everyone to slow down, Jen, because I'm constantly trying to get myself to slow down. And like I tell, sometimes I get my car washed and then I leave it there as I go to the gym and I'm rushing. I go, stop. Stop. There's days I don't tell me to stop because a little bit of there's days when you do have to hustle a little, but sometimes I don't stop. So when Merv sends me in a letter that says he did it, that means that day he was able to do it. He was able to go, yeah, what am I? Walk, take it in. It sounds cheesy, but I really think it. I hope that resonates with people because I remind myself to do it. So
be a human being, not a human doing. You know, I've said that.
Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back right after this. That's okay. I like it. By the way, Chris Burden does not have a microphone. We're trying to order him a mic. What if he was unaware of how easy mics were to get, so we're able to lie to him? We're trying to order him a mic. There's a backlog. Katie, how long is this backlog of mics?
Months. months.
So well,
yeah, because it's the end of the year.
Oh, you're
so
lying.
They're already sold
rush.
Out.
Yeah,
it's
Mike
fourth
rush.
Quarter. You can't get mics.
You guys
quarter.
Lie. You guys know, but you're lying for me because I told you. I called
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I called you on the phone. Like
you're
the,
like, don't.
Hey, Jen.
Oh, hey, what's up, Todd?
Hey, how you doing? You doing I the show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do the show. I'm so psyched.
Hey, do me a favor.
What?
I know you don't have the phone voice on your phone, but it's okay.
No, I have a new phone that makes it sound like I'm not on a phone. So even if you had the phone voice, this is what I would sound like.
Oh,
so it's cool.
God.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping me.
I'm really wealthy.
hey, Chris Burden, you know the guy.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have a mic. He's a guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forget you listen to the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say when we go in there tomorrow, like back us it up, whatever we say, back us up. Like, oh, yeah, it's hard. I was trying to get a mic for...
Oh, because you don't want him to have one.
I don't want him to have one.
Okay, I've got a couple ideas. I can start thinking about it. A couple excuses.
Later that day on the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, Todd, were you saying something about how you can't get mics anymore yeah, because of Hurricane Sandy?
Now be... There you go. There you go. Right out there. Okay, so
Jen Kirkman.
Aww. All right, we forgot to make one for Jake. Jake Fogelman.
Wow, that's seamless. That was absolutely seamless.
All right, so let me get through this, and then I'm going to be all yours. You know the way it is.
I'm slowed down.
Daniel Kino told me, he goes, I bumped into Jen the other night. She really listens to the show.
I listen to every episode the morning it downloads.
That means so much. And Jake, you do too?
Yes.
Wait, can I just tell you really quick? I know you have an order.
No quick.
But I mean,
go slow.
I told Jake, I go, you got to check out this Todd Glass show. This was like a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he started listening. He's like, I'm obsessed with it because he's a professional DJ at Sirius Radio. And tell him what you told me.
What happens here on this show is like there's like, you know, very strict radio rules about like how you're supposed to do broadcasting and stuff that like old white guys that run radios. It must be this. And we had a quarter hour in format. And this show brilliantly breaks all of those rules and it works so well. It just like it creates.
Can you hold on? Can you play some that when you walk through a storm karaoke music behind him when he talks about my show like
this? You know
this?
What it is? You know
hold
what
on,
is?
Hold on,
okay,
Jake.
Yes.
I want you to start all over again. Jesus, the guy's like poetic here. All right, good. Say what you said all over again.
I will.
Right from the beginning, if you could remember. You don't have to be 100%. Don't.
Your tattoo is like Henry Rollins. Oh, not me. Okay.
What were you saying about my show?
Todd, you know.
Can you put reverb in his voice?
A little bit of reverb would help. We're on the Todd Glass
go ahead,
show.
Go.
Todd. You know, there's a long tradition of how broadcasting is supposed to be done. Rules were set years and years ago in radio. You know, you want to suck people in the first quarter hour. And it's a tradition of broadcasting rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And this show destroys all those rules and regulations. And by destroying it, creates its own new rules and regulations that make this the most innovative, heartwarming, new media broadcast in the nation.
You're listening to The Todd Glass Show. We'll be back.
Walk on.
Everybody listen to Jen.
Oh.
All right, listen.
What?
Let me get through some stuff. We took a little side loop. It was hard without... Jesus Christ, is this what it's going to be like? Jake's going to be just complimenting me like this all night?
I know it sounds psycho, but we talk about this show all the time, like a couple of...
I love it.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act like I don't love it. Okay, let me get through some of this stuff. So, Merv, thanks for slowing down. I wanted to do this thing every week with somebody listener, and we forgot to do it. Email me and describe your house. Then each week we'll pick a different person and go over there and, like, open that kitchen door that's right next to the pantry. And I'll be like, isn't that crazy? Like, I know what you're doing. And, like, even if that's not you that got picked every week, it'll be fun. Like, I'll be like, okay, now lift your cat up, pet your cat, get your dog, and I can talk to your dog. So every week, maybe not every week, we'll pick a different person, and we'll basically be doing the show live from their house, even though we're here in this studio. So, again, you just got to send me a picture of your house. A picture of where you watch the show would probably be the great, or a few descriptions of things I could mention. Okay, that's that. I don't know how important that was. Did you ever see this... I know it sounds weird, but the poop your pants video with Donald Glover that was out, like it was viral. How many years ago?
Five
years ago.
I lived with my mom 5 years ago, and I wasn't allowed to watch the internet.
Okay.
But I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
It is.
I only became aware of the concept of viral videos like 3 weeks ago.
Shut up. Oh. Well, I don't think it'll play on the show because it's so visual.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, this thing, Donald, everybody in that, it's unfortunately his name, Donald, is Donald Glover is the only one that I know. But everybody in it, there's a few other main characters you could say, but he's the main
character.
D.T. Pearson
and Dominic Dyrkus.
Yeah, they're great.
Right.
Yeah.
They are fucking, even though he's the main person, their roles are so done. This video is so fucking funny. No, I've watched it 15 times. And guess what? I also realized yesterday, well, Chris Burden from the show showed it to me, that he's the only one that truly understands me and loves me, because aww, nobody else would have fucking, nobody gets my sense of humor, or somebody would have played that for me. Since it's been viral, somebody would have said, Todd, because let me tell you something. What that video was exactly my fucking sense of humor. Every little nuance of what they did, I appreciated and loved it and soaked it into my fiber. God damn it, was that funny.
I'm glad I never saw it, because now I'm not in this huge indictment of no one that gets you.
Well, I want you to watch it when you go home. What would they, by the way, we're very aware on this show that this was a 5 year ago. Or
right,
even longer. It's just, that's why I'm upset, because no one ever said, hey, Todd, you'll get a kick out of this. You'll like it.
Yeah, the video is called Jerry, and it's by Derek Comedy on YouTube.
Jerry by Derek Comedy on YouTube. But those guys, I hope they're all, well, they're doing fine.
They're
I think
doing,
you
yeah,
wouldn't have
great,
had a heart attack if you had been showed this video by your friends.
Maybe. I don't talk about the heart attack.
Oh, sorry. Is that
no,
you
no,
don't talk
I don't
about
care,
it? I
no,
thought
no,
you
I
talked
care,
about that
I
once.
I do sometimes. It depends if I can get something out of it. Jesse, what are you doing on your phone? All right, well, put your phone away. It's a no-phone zone here. But if you're doing something like that, it's okay. Okay. Listen, I'm going to have order of today. We're going to have order in today's show. But I also want to say hello to Jesse.
Hello.
What's your last name, Jesse?
Bernstein.
Jesse Bernstein. I'll tell the quick story the way I know Jesse. Jesse, when I was at the Dallas Improv, you were in high school, and he's walking up. I'm going in early to the Improv, like as I did every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to eat lunch.
And the lights went out, you pulled his pants down. Sorry.
And he was coming up with a very, very pretty girl named?
Jenny.
Which I thought, all right, come on, what type of show is this? Meanwhile, I order him to do those. They asked me, is there anybody like that would come to our school and like talk about stand-up comedy? I'm like, me?
Oh, I love it.
So I went, and this teacher was really cool, and I put together a sizzle reel of, I edited out like some of the dirtier things that went. They're not filthy, and then I showed it to them, but then the teacher was like, he's like, ah, it's okay. You can, you know, you didn't have to do that. And then, so
it's not like he was kind of a jerk.
No.
I really wish he hadn't done that. But
he was,
I
like the kids
just
to
like
hear
that
cursing.
The education system can appreciate a good sizzle reel. I think that's the most important thing.
Well, I think it was more me. I wanted the students to realize my body of work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was 1991.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I went over to the high school, and it was so funny walking into the high school. I got a little nervous. And then I went in front of the class, and I ended up having – I think I did two periods for you, right? Or did I do one for her and one for you?
I don't remember.
We'll take a break. We'll talk about it.
That would be my biggest fear, standing in front of teenagers in a high school classroom.
It's nerve-wracking. Oh. But they were very cool. So Poop My Pants, got to watch that. Seriously, you got to go watch that. And if you don't see the brilliance in it, I want you to stop listening to this show. That's how much I love those guys. Hold on. I think of myself as a spiritual person.
Oh.
And I do want to get – I don't like that I wanted to do this. But the other day there was a woman, and I perceived her to be like, for whatever that means. And I was backing out, and she wasn't giving me enough room to back out. Like, she was going to take my spot. When people are trying to back out, I always go, wait, I know that the perception that I have of how much room they have isn't the perception they have. So instead of sitting in my car thinking, you got room.
Yeah.
You got room.
And
I know.
I can't see you doing that.
But I know what it's like when I'm in my car. Mm-hmm. You don't see the amount of room you have. So I over back up so someone in their car realizes she wasn't doing that. What I wanted to do, and I mean so gentle, is back into her grill and crush it on her probably very expensive Mercedes. And then get out of the car and say, like, if I had this type of money, to go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. It's my fault. Oh, my God. Because I knew that wouldn't make her feel good. She was just going to be upset that I crushed the grill of her car. And I thought, God, when I have money, I'm going to be backing into so many cars. People go, God forbid I backed in so strong where she got hurt. Then that's not worth it. It would be so gentle.
Just a passive aggressive tap.
Yeah, just like crack her grill.
Yeah.
And just get out. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you think those people would ever learn, oh, that was me being too close? Would they ever? You want that satisfaction of them going, you know what? You just taught me a lesson. I didn't give you enough backing up room. You absolutely should have hit me. And now I'm going to change my whole life.
And by the way, the reason I won't do that, Jen, is because what if I could be totally wrong, could be the kindest, sweetest. You know how I'd feel horrible if I got out of the car and somebody goes, oh, my God, no, that was my fault. I'd be like, no, I did the worst thing.
Or they're like, I just got a phone call that my mom passed and I just didn't have time to back up my car to make you back up.
Although I will talk about using your mom passing or any death in your family as an excuse. When people were using deaths in their family as an excuse over the years, you know, oh, sorry, I went through this, I went through that. It was the only time in a twisted way I was sort of glad, you'll understand that what I'm saying, that my dad had died, which means I had been through it.
Right.
And yes, it was a crazy thing to go through. Crazy is a lack of a better word, but there was a lot of sadness. But also, I never thought, oh, I should go out and be rude to people. I should go out and be mean. If anything, I was a more affectionate, loving person during that period because I was being flooded by a lot of love from people that I didn't even think knew me that well but knew what I went through. And I went, oh, I didn't expect that call from them. So I was at a nicer, kinder place. And I know some people in the business. I'm not going to mention then some comedians that go, oh, I was going through a lot. And I was going, well, you know what? Everybody's fucking going
it's
through
dramatic.
A lot. When you meet people in your life, whether it's somebody that – there's a girl that works at my gym that I am going to do a Starbucks gift card for or something nice. So positive. So do you think if I ask her, hey, why are you positive? She goes, oh, because everything in my life is going perfect. That's the only reason.
I hate that.
I bet she has bad shit going on in her life. And right. I bet she has pain in her life. And I bet she's not loaded, but she manages to be kind. So what's going on in your life doesn't have to – you don't have to go out and be mean to people. Anyway, enough of that.
Enough of that. More of that.
Fun.
Okay, more. So anyway.
Wait, I do want to say one thing. Remember last time I was here, we talked about me bringing the muffins?
I did
bring them to that guy. And here's what you have to learn. He didn't care.
You got nothing off of that, right?
He was like, okay, great, thanks. And like trying to get back to work. And I'm like, but anyway, I brought 40 pastries. And
here's the question. Here's the question. And I'm sure you're going
to
agree with me. No. Yes, you should do it, but listen to me out because you'll at the end, I think you'll agree. Yes, you're giving somebody something. They were already kind to you,
mm-hmm.
and you shouldn't need that affirmation in the perfect right. world if you're the most evolved human being in the world. But you know what?
We're not.
It does feel nice when you try to do something kind because someone was nice to you, and then that ensues a warm thank you very much. I don't think you're wrong for that. Maybe I said this wrong because I don't think you're wrong for that. You didn't get it in this case,
yeah.
But I don't think you're wrong. Like me, you're right. I fantasize when I do it for this girl at the gym. When I go, hey, by the way, just it's not a lot, but you're always so nice. Or I leave her a card. My way is a card because then you're in, you're out. Then on the way out of the gym, she goes, by the way, and she says, yes, I wouldn't mind if that happened, but in your case, it didn't. And that sort of was like, oh, fuck.
It actually was interrupting people. This woman was like, I was in line. I'm like, no, I'm not in line. And I tried to drop the thing. It was just a kind of a debacle. But I was like, oh, damn, I wanted to change lives.
But it didn't happen. But you know what? That doesn't mean when you left that when
Oh, he got diabetes and passed because of all the pastry. Yeah.
Do you have any special music to play?
Diabetes music?
Yeah.
Next time I went by, he was in a wheelchair. They'd amputated his leg. He was like, I quit sugar. And then you came in, and it triggered an addiction. My wife left.
Oh, this is perfect diabetes music. Hi, everybody. We're sitting down with today Jake Fogelness and Jen Kirkman. You're listening.
Co-authors of Diabetes, It Can Happen to You.
We're almost there. We're almost there before we then take a break and start the show. You know what the sad part is? I'm not joking.
And that is what I'm talking about, the new format in radio that you have created. You start the show.
Reverb.
You start the show when the show is ready to start.
Thank you.
And it's beautiful.
No, hey, Jake. No one's cutting you off.
Thanks for not making fun of my friend. He's not doing too well right now. That's why there's so much reverb. He lost all the furniture.
I lost all the furniture in my house.
I'm calling back myself. Thank you.
I don't know why I want to tell this story, but once when I was little, this is when I remember my dad being funny. My brothers wanted hand-scooped ice cream, but I wanted soft serve. And I kept saying, I want soft serve, I want soft serve. My dad goes, wait 10 minutes and it'll be soft. That was funny. So we got that. I rode the me and a few friends rode the trolley the other day at the Grove.
Oh, that's fun.
Didn't you say a long time ago that you did that?
Yes, I used to say, I said it in my stand-up once, but I don't remember what I said.
You said you couldn't believe that that's what you were doing. And you, like, that's what you, like, you... You were that person riding the trolley
up
and down.
I went from the Gap to the Baby Gap.
Well, they didn't
even need for it.
They didn't even take you. They only took you halfway. The announcements were 3 minutes, and they go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you for a trolley ride reminiscent of the 1930s.
All right.
What?
There's nothing reminiscent about it. About the 1930s, back when. What did you say, Duncan? Really loud when the people at.
The Abercrombie and Fitch models wore monocles.
But so, even at the Grove in the 30s, Fred Stoller was still there walking around. He's been walking around since the 1930s.
Who, by the way, is going to be on this show, I think, the week after next, Fred Stoller. I never thought I'd say a full-grown adult could be adorable at times. But that's a compliment. I know it is.
He's the best.
So, no, so where are we at? Oh, by the way.
What?
Now, maybe, I don't know how to talk about this, but, like, you know when you say, what's the deal with, it's usually comedically meant?
Yeah.
But no bullshit. What is the deal with short sleeve dress shirts? Was that ever, like, cool anywhere?
In the 50s, I feel
like. Yeah, like, in a sort of go-go kind of.
Are you supposed to wear it under a jacket and nobody knows?
Maybe.
Because
okay,
you sweat?
That makes sense.
But I don't know. I hate a short sleeve plaid shirt. I hate it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do.
No, okay.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I wrote you in a little opening theme.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to take a break and maybe have a beverage.
Sure.
But I want to say this before we go to a break. And, you know, I'm actually sort of being serious about this. There is a listener. Her name is Sarah. And a friend of hers wrote in that not only is he leaving and going out of town, but at the same time, her cat had to be put to sleep.
Meow. Oh.
So, no, that's okay. I'm sure Sarah has a sense of humor. She listens to the show. But it also made me think of, like, I know what that's like to lose an animal. It's just, it's
awful. It's, I just lost my niece kitty.
Are you serious?
My sister's cat.
It's
awful, and I'm not even in the house with it.
Yeah, it's tough. The relationship between an animal and a person should never be mocked or laughed at. I get it. You know, it's like, it's great. It's just, you know, I have a dog staying at my house till January, and her name's Ursula. And I am fucking in love with this dog. Like,
I'm picturing like a dog pulling up to your house with suitcases on the doorstep, like knocking with her paw. Well, I'm here till January.
She's a bulldog, and she's so. Aww. Oh my God, her face! I just am gonna just mush it and fucking eat it. And when I'm high, I look at her and I'm like, we made this running joke the last few days that we gave her some pizza and she loves pizza. Now, so we made this running joke that all she talks about is pizza instead of asking for it. The exterminator came today and she wanted to know if that was marinara sauce in the squirter. We're like, Ursula. She goes, I don't know. I thought it was it's not marinara sauce, Ursula.
Do you get nervous taking care of someone else's dog? Like, what if she runs away?
Well, that happened once, but we'll talk about that off the air. It's not actually Ursula that I'm watching anymore. Get it? I got another bulldog.
Oh, I didn't get it. What's wrong with me? I'm like, oh, what is it?
Maybe you're stupid. Maybe Jen Kirkman, everybody. Jen Kirkman, stupid.
I am sorry.
Wow.
Stupid.
All right, really aggressive.
She's really stupid.
You know what? I'm going to leave.
No.
No, you don't leave.
No,
let
don't
me
leave.
Do my Jen Kirkman impression before you leave. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
ignorance. I want to say that to Zuzu that I'm not joking. I'm no jokes. I'm to George Carlin. We're gonna play a song that we've used before on the show. We're gonna go to break with it. But let me tell you something, Sarah. Everybody out there, it is. And just, you know, we're going to do a tribute to the cat, Zuzu. Zuzu, this is real. It's for your cat or anybody out there that lost an animal. Why can't we take 30 seconds and pay tribute? And then let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that when my dad died, that they that we had a non-religious ceremony, and he said, "Listen, I loved it." He goes,
"Your dad said something at the ceremony?"
Yes.
Oh my God,
he pre-recorded it like a movie. That we don't know. Some people are positive where they're going after they die. He goes, and for those people, he goes, I forget how he said it, but he basically said, you're the lucky ones. But there's a lot of people that aren't sure where they're going. So I'm going to give you something that is as positive as that. Your memories, even though, oh, you got your memories, they're real. And they can comfort you if you let them. They're not fake. It's not hocus pocus. You can soak in those memories and really aww, be in those memories. And they're real. They're not fake. I know what you think. Yeah, but the person isn't here anymore. The animal isn't here anymore. But those memories are real. So if I said that as eloquent as he said it, I doubt it. But I think you know what I'm saying. So we'll take a break. We're going to play this song in memory of Zuzu.
When you through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark.
Now listen,
comforting for them.
Before we play Jake and Jen's intro, I just wanted to say to everybody listening, that this is all going to be fun today. This is we got all the other stuff out of the way, and now we're ready. So you guys are good at home? What are you doing at home? Hey, can I ask you a question?
What do I do when I listen?
No, can I ask you another question?
Oh, sure.
Do you
oh, my God.
No, is this weird? Do you want to get out of here?
Oh, my God. You remembered.
Chris reminded me today. I'm like, oh, that's right.
People still tweet that at me.
No, do you want to get out of here? It's such a great thing.
It's so good.
Do you want to get out of here?
It's so good.
What if you say if you ask a guy that and he goes no? Like you, I'm thinking like you.
Like he's gonna say no.
You're right.
No. Plenty of people would say no.
Just try it now. Say it to me. We're at a bar.
Do you want to get out of here?
I'm hungry. Do you mind if we eat first?
Oh God. that
here's Jen when the guy says that. Yeah, I'm not getting laid. Guy wants food, fucking prick. All right, listen. I shouldn't make you. That's for the, you know.
Well, I like that it's funny.
Thank you. I'm funny.
I like that. I don't even know if I ever really said that, but well, let's not break the fantasy for people.
You want to get out of here? No,
get
seriously.
Out? You want to get out of here?
Jake, seriously?
You do coke?
All right, so this is the opening that we made for you guys. This is Lynn Shore was in a trolley accident at the Grove.
Oh.
He got hit by the
They're so
trolley.
Reckless.
He's fine. He lost both his legs and his head, but doesn't he play the keyboards that he does the music with his hands? I think we're all right. That's how.
But he sings through what now?
Who just knows? His neck? They hold the mic up to him. I go to his house. I go, Lynn, are you all right? And I make him sing. He's just a head and just enough body to have air capacity, and I sit him in, I put him in a bird chase and I bird cage, and I make him.
You know what? Has never played better. Has
played,
never played.
You know what?
The
Lynn,
game.
And he's never been happier.
Yeah,
that's what they say about
since
him.
He lost his head in a trolley accident.
Well, he didn't lose his head. I changed it around. He lost. He has his head.
Has his head.
But he lost his complete body.
What if you were in a coma but you were slightly awake and people were like, they've never been happier. Like, they were saying weird stuff about you. Like, they're in a better place. And you were screaming, I'm not.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
feel
no, I'm not.
Good.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
But well, they can't hear you. Because that's how I always feel like, well, I don't like to talk about this stuff, but knocking on wood. But I don't want anyone, like, I want people to, you know what I'm going to say, when I, you know what.
Yes.
I don't want people to be like, she's in a better place. I'm guarantee you I'm not, because I love it here.
You so, know what, Jen?
I guarantee you.
That's why I love you.
Why?
Well, because I've said the same. Oh, because
I want people to be like, she's looking down, wishing she could be hanging out, and it's killing her. Well, we've got to remember her right now.
Let me tell you this, so I don't think people that think you either have to promise people gold, driveways, and eternal happiness, that the other extreme, it doesn't have to be sad either. I don't know where we go, but I don't know we're not in pain.
Right.
And that's a pleasant place to be in.
Even but not if, in pain sounds so boring. What else
I
goes
know, don't
on?
Don't get me wrong. It doesn't get me mean that sometimes I don't get scared. Like,
oh, okay.
I think, where are we going? No. I'm with you. But I'm not willing to join up to a club that promises me something.
No.
You know, so, but I'm not sure. But I know we're not in pain. And, but I said, what I like that you said is that I'm like you. I like it here.
Right.
And by the way, you know, I do like it here, and I even think most people like it here. And I'm going to reference something I said on last week's show, is that proof of it is that there's not more car accidents. Now, you might think there's a shitload, but there's not that many loony people just plowing into each other. Because you know what? It's funny. I guess when it comes, push comes to shove, everybody wants to be here. Otherwise, it'd be people. The highways would just be mass, and people, they would. I know I'm repeating myself from last week, but I'm going to say it a little differently, people. People would be like, of course, people are angry. Look how many crazy people in the world. What do you expect? No, people just drive up and down the highways. There's people plowing into each other all the time. And none of our accidents, by the way, this proves with all the lunatics that may pretend they're lunatics, they're faking it. When's the last time you heard an accident that was from a lunatic? It's usually from someone that lost control of their wheel or they were drinking and driving. When's the last time you knew someone was just like, I can't take it, you fucking piece of shit, and they just plow. People should be plowing into each other with all the craziness.
That's why bumper cars are so fun, because you can like just get out.
I hate bumper cars.
Oh, but they're fun for some people. They get in the car and they kind of just ram into each other and they get the aggression out, but it's all okay. It's in a controlled environment.
That's the best. Best bumper cars if they make that sound.
Those are very realistic.
Now, do we drop an ad here for Black Horse Motors? Yes. I can't tell what this is leading up to.
No. Listen to this. Hey, everybody, it's the Todd Glass Show. Any sound effect
great.
Works.
Wolfman Jack, you sound like.
Listen, talk to Jake for a second about his bumper car situation. One time when we were in Jen Kirkman's running her finger through the fire, like my 12-year-old niece.
We used to do that to my Nana, and she would go crazy. She would laugh and scream.
My grandmother used to let me smoke cigarettes, and we thought she was cool.
She just hated you.
No, it was actually one of but anyway, listen. So yeah. Back to the one time when I was in maybe eighth grade, we took bumper cars out. And we knew a kid in our class might be a little crazy. He was really with aggression, like bumping into us. The point, even at that age, we're like, there's a fucking lunatic.
He's a loose cannon, yeah.
He's like a loose cannon. Yeah. But anyway.
That's what happened in sixth grade. I was friends with this girl, Danielle. She was adopted. She was from Puerto Rico. That has nothing to do with anything. But you know when you're like an ethnic kid, you have other ethnic friends. Like, so I was like a geek. So my other friends were geeks and people of different ethnicities because we were always the weirdos. So I went to Danielle's house and she had this black kid over named Sean who I loved and he was so much fun, but he kept talking about my Swatch watch. I love your watch. I love your watch. I love your watch. And at the end of the night, I went home and my watch was not on my wrist. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to blame Sean. I think it's racist if I think he stole it, but I really don't think he stole it because he's black. I think he stole it because
he's an illusionist.
Because he had that dove fly out of his chest. But he kept talking about it, and I just had a vibe. I think he stole my
watch.
Can
I tell you, usually it's never who you think it is.
Well, I did find out that it was him.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about.
And then he killed a cop later in life. But,
is that true?
Yes, but so did a white kid from my town who was a little too aggressive with the whipped cream. I worked with him at Baskin-Robbins. And one night he got high on PCP, stole a cop car, crashed it in. An actual crazy person that crashed a car into someone. And he killed a cop, too. So now they're both in prison. But anyway, I just wanted to let people know sometimes you can tell.
Jen Kirkman.
What you were saying about the kid. Oh, well, you know when sometimes people go stereotypes or you don't want to be stereotyping, obviously.
Right.
People go stereotypes. Sometimes they're true. Yeah, I know. I know. The reason you shouldn't do them is when they're not true. That's who it blows for. Right. That's it blows for those people.
This anyway. Would be a stereotype of people who talk too much about a watch. Do those people steal
them?
Think
about it. Just because he's a thief doesn't mean he has to be dumb. And do you think if he really wants to steal your watch, his game plan is to talk about it all night to bring attention
to
that he wants it?
Only 12.
Yeah,
but maybe
you're right. A 12-year-old would do that.
But maybe he was pulling a game where he's like, I'm going to talk about it so much that she can't possibly think it's me because
that's true.
That's too much of a psychological trip. He was probably just like, I want that watch. Oh, my God, I said it out loud. Oh, she's not paying attention. I don't know how I didn't feel him take my watch off.
I'm going to attack you when you leave tonight and steal your wallet. That's my game plan, just so you won't. You'll be like, there's no way Todd did that because we were talking about it in the show. You see, it's the only guy that prefaces before he steals your
don't
wallet.
Don't attack me. I have mace in my purse and taser gun at home.
All right. Don't get all political on me. All right, listen, let's do your intro.
Okay, sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. Hey, you want to get out of here? I don't want to get out of here.
With that tattoo, I do.
Do you? Seriously?
Yeah.
My friend Andrea said she wants to bite it. I'm like, yeah, this is everything I wanted.
The women are going crazy. Are you sure you're Marc Maron?
What the... What is this? Crank it up. Listen to every word.
I will.
It's not from Lynn. It's from Jingle Joe. I think it's great.
We have two guests on the Todd Glass Show podcast. After a run of family shows.
Oh, it's an honor.
One that you've heard.
I don't understand that.
Welcoming them onto the Todd Glass Show. Jake Fogelnest, and Jen Kirkman are the guests.
What a show.
Wow, you just can't. Oh. Ooh. Sorry. Thank you.
Oh.
That was an amazingly detailed.
Hold on,
intro.
What's this? I guess it's a PSA. We have to play these.
I get it.
Oh, okay.
Todd says you shouldn't text and drive. He knows that all of us are guilty.
This is the way you get through to people. Old songs.
It's just as
true.
So quit before you kill someone.
That's what you say to people. When they text, you go, oh, you drink and drive? You drink and drive. Because they can't argue. They can't go. If any intelligent person goes, I know you're fucking right. Oh, you drink and drive? I didn't know you drank and drive.
I was talking to a friend recently who just was openly admitting that, yeah, I drink and drive sometimes. It
I
happens.
Told you to be quiet about that.
It happens, and, you know, I'm okay with it. And, you know, it's just how it is in L.A. I drink and drive, and I just think that my friend is the worst for that.
Two drinks.
Can I interrupt you? What? Can you say that again about, you know, my friend drinks and drives, and you go, I told you not to say anything about it. I think if we come right in with some music, we can really get the effect that I'm going for the show. But you really got to come in with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, of course. Okay, so go ahead. You say it again. Okay.
You know, I was talking to a friend recently, and they said that, you know, sometimes I drink and drive, and I thought that was really...
I told you not to say anything about that.
Ah, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Jen Kirkman, Jake Fogelnest. Hey, you're supposed to be listening in a dark room. Let's have fun, everybody. Crank it up. Keep up.
What is this song? I love it.
Can't keep all that in, but for the people...
Do they have any idea that we just stopped and had a dance party?
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Oh, they will, because old ladies can't breathe.
What they just heard, we'll play the beginning of it. Everyone will know by the opening. All of a sudden, when I made them redo that, we got up and we danced for maybe 10 minutes straight in this room. Now, We obviously edited out everything but about 30 seconds for people listening. That is a visual. As much as I like them to understand visuals, that one we edited. But you, that's exactly what we just cut out, 10 minutes of us dancing.
I love to dance, even though
that
I can't.
Was that was so... Oh, my God, Jake, you were getting into it.
You're a good
dancer. I've never seen you dance before.
I enjoy double Dutch bus. It's
There's
like
been no opportunity.
And Jen,
when do you get to see your friends dancing?
That's a shame.
Do you know why that was fun? Because I say it again. I've said it before because we were silly dancing.
Yes.
Silly dancing, but people look good doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. We talked about throwing a disco party.
We did. We've talked about throwing a traditional, real disco party because you go out to these clubs these days and it's just the worst music. And we want to, like...
Like he goes to clubs. But I think I don't go to clubs.
Who
no, I know you
that?
Mean because there used to be a place for a while. I forget what. God, am I out of breath? Hold on.
Oh, I know.
It was that the music was great. And
yeah,
we did go there.
Yeah,
because
and it
you
was
know
fun.
What?
Yeah,
it was fun.
You
but
might
most
hear
places,
a Beat It or a Vogue.
Well, I say you got to go all. I say you got to go all over the place.
Yeah.
For me, it's personal. But here's the thing: I think it's my personal taste mixed with proof. Every age, if I'm having a party, and my parties, you know, because the business we're in, there's people that are 18, there's people that are 50, you know. Every age, when you play all over the place, in other words, when you play something, you know, a progressive
right.
song of today, and then you go fucking play an old disco song,
then
you go Tom Jones,
right.
then you go, you know, some more current music, and you flip all over the place. Notice I know no names of current
music.
Well,
like that Gangnam Style song right now, in this moment.
You know, Psy, you've seen that video. Oh, but Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
I
that's
danced
fun.
With him.
Are
I
we embarrassed to admit that
no,
that's
no,
fun?
No,
not
at all.
I got to dance with him. He came to the Chelsea Lately show. I got
He's
to dance
the one
with him.
That the lifeguards did the impersonation of, and they got fired. And he
yes.
made a video, please hire them back.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, because...
I pooped my pants! What if I love that video so much I start talking about it in the...
Well, I cried because...
That's the best video in the world. That's better than this story. Everything they do is better than anything I'll ever do. That video, pure joy for me. Okay, go ahead. Oh my God.
Not yet. Jen, what happened in high school? What happened?
Yeah,
you just had a visceral reaction yeah. to the high school bell
I'm
ringing.
I'm late and I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh,
I
no,
hate it being
it,
late.
Oh,
let
wait,
it
hold
go.
On.
I'm at
I
my
got,
period.
Let me take control here for a second. So what happened was we did that song.
Oh.
Look at me. I can't just go with the flow. I got to now recap. I got to suck the
Do
life out of everything.
Do you think someone's like, I really
don't
remember what just happened?
Maybe that's my core audience. They're like, I like when he repeats what's happening. I don't even know what's happening.
You know what? I would be too shy to rewind in front of my friend I'm listening with. So I'm glad he's recapping.
I have complete control over this medium. It is a time-shifting thing. I can go fast forward or backwards. But I am embarrassed. So thank God,
oh my
God.
God
will reset.
So you're saying that people that listen to the show, you know, they might, some people, maybe they're embarrassed to rewind. You might be right. You know, it's a first, maybe they're in the beginning of a relationship. Maybe they're like, you know,
that is the
husband
hardest
and wife.
Time to listen to the Todd Glass show.
Yes,
at the beginning of
I
a
would
relationship.
Imagine.
Maybe. Okay, so we're husband, no, we're not husband.
Yeah, you make, let's make it whatever we want it to be. Who are you?
It's the, okay, we're
you
been,
can be old.
Oh, no. We've been together for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tonight's the night he's going to propose. But I have very low self-esteem, and I think it's totally conditional. Like, he has the ring in his pocket, I can tell. But based on how I'm behaving that night, I may or may not get that ring.
Right, so you won't want to... So I'm going to let you take it any way you want. But whatever you know, the show's playing, and you're the person... Let me get this straight. You're glad. Your character here is glad that I'm... Maybe. Oh,
yeah.
Let's make
but
it.
But we're at the dinner table. It's a romantic,
you're at the dinner table?
It's a romantic dinner.
And you're listening to the Talk Glass
yes,
show?
Yes, we love
yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's every
that's what,
Friday night.
That's
we
our
come
tradition.
Home from work
yeah.
And we make dinner.
Can I tell you something?
What?
If two people eat dinner, listen, I know this seems like I'm bragging about myself here, but if two, no, I'm not. This is not saying anything about myself. If two people are enjoying my show together somewhere, they're going to have a long, happy life together.
Aww. You know I was making up that we sit in a... dinner on Friday night.
Yeah, I know it's for but I'm saying in real life. Like if there is
excited?
No, cuz at first I went to say, "Oh, who's going to listen to the show eating dinner?" But I thought, "You know what? If there's two people that enjoy that and they're out there somewhere,
yeah.
you're going to be happy forever." And that's my blessing
well,
to you.
Well, that's weird cuz my ex-husband and I used to listen to podcasts together all the time at dinner.
Well, forget that.
But
your career's on the shitter.
I think we're both having happy lives separate.
You know what?
So,
you know, do you know what the only thing will prevent you from being happy?
Marriage?
Not listening
no,
to
no,
podcasts?
No. But I'm actually serious. I thought about this, and I could tell you why later. But if you break up with someone, if you truly want them to be happy. Now, I know there's circumstances where things are done wrong. I'm talking about in a relationship, and it probably works for any relationship, really. But especially when you just, if this didn't work, you don't want to hate each other. You might have, if you want the other person to be happy, you have the chance of being happy. But if you don't want the other person to be happy, you have the chance of being sad. Because you know what? They might be happy. And if that makes you sad, you have a life destined for sadness sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if the other person's miserable, okay, maybe you get off on that. You're miserable. I'm glad they're miserable. But if you, if that other person ends up being happy and that's not in your cards for you to be happy, to watch them be happy, you have the chance to be miserable. And because I don't believe in a higher force, as we've talked about many points on the show, but I believe that this universe will not fuck people over. Your destiny is not to be unhappy.
Right.
And proof of it is sometimes when we watch, I say, heroic people go through an amazing amount of, you know, destruction in their life, and they manage to still, you know, go, that's not what I wanted to happen, but they still manage to be happy and a positive. And then I don't know what I got lost, but I was saying something good in there. Somewhere.
Yeah, you were saying that if you were in a breakup, and I was referencing my ex marriage, that if you want them to be miserable, I was saying we are having happy lives separate.
Right.
So, so your prediction is right.
Yeah, it is right.
But for comedic effect, how could I not throw that in?
Of course, of course.
But okay, so now this is the bit. We're at dinner. I think he's going to propose. I see it. There's something in his pocket. I can tell it's the ring.
I love this.
But I have low self-esteem, and I think it's conditional. If I do anything fucking wrong at dinner, I'm not getting engaged.
Oh, I feel bad for you now.
I know, but it's funny because she's so sad.
I think we're all pulling for you.
Thank you. Okay, so we're at dinner. I'm going to have
go ahead. Okay, try not to. Okay, that's background clinking noise. Okay, go ahead.
Texting, though? So if you can,
lovely
you
night.
Have an addiction.
I'm just so happy to be here with you and listen to the Todd Glass show.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hang on a second.
Me out of it. Because I know I'm making sense.
Stop texting.
The next time you text in the
car, you didn't do anything wrong. I just couldn't hear.
What they just said on the show was so funny.
Yeah, no, I know.
I just like, that's the thing about this show is that like he just kind of keeps going and you just kind of get into the flow. You feel like you're hanging out with them. And I love that I can hang out with them on the show and with you.
I love what he just said about picking up your dry cleaning and driving.
Yeah. What?
Oh. No, drinking. you know what? Actually,
yeah.
No, you know what? Actually,
Where did you get dry cleaning?
No, no.
So here's how you would love me, because at this point, if this really happened, this would be me in the show. hold on. Let me stop. There might be people sitting at home going, did he say dry cleaning or did he say driving? I get it. Other things are going on. You're paying attention. Just so you know, I'm talking about drinking, not dry cleaning.
You know, I really thought I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you.
No, why? What did I do?
Well, I just think that...
If you thought you saw my finger going for the rewind button, I wasn't. I was getting the salt. No, I wasn't. You always do this to me.
I just can't envision a life with someone.
Okay, hold on. Folks, I know you're listening. This is if this was really the live show. I know you might be sitting there. I'm always thinking of two people that might be getting into an argument over the show.
Oh, he's talking about us.
And I know it's just a coincidence if I'm talking about you, but maybe it's not. Just because what I'm saying would adhere to more than just you, that doesn't mean it's not special, and I figured out something that was going on in your home.
I think he's talking specifically
to you. I am specifically talking to you.
I feel like Todd really understands me.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
I don't know what you're saying, but you're interrupting. Whoever's in the house is thinking that I'm saying something to them.
Oh,
now, you're both full-grown adults, and you realize it's pre-recorded. But in a way, I am talking to you.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
I love when they do that bit. No.
Hello, sir.
I love that.
Sir.
I know. That's my favorite.
Okay.
Too.
Hello. I'm actually talking to you, too, so you can respond.
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Todd.
Yes. I'm somehow.
I might have had too much wine. I feel like Todd's
talking
to
us. Okay. I'm actually not talking to you. Don't get crazy. But, I mean. I am because I lucked out that you are.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
All right, now there's somebody out there that just said, I know there's going to be 10 billion people that this has happened to. But if one person just said this, they're going to be like, shut the fuck up. Somebody is about to propose to somebody out there. Now I know you're sitting. Not me. I'm on the treadmill. There's somebody out there.
Did you already said he thinks that somebody is proposing to somebody out there? Wouldn't that be so romantic?
I'm going to get down on one knee right now in front of you. And I'm going to say, do you want to play in the toilet with me?
You asshole.
What?
You don't get down on one knee to do a bit with a woman. You don't know anything about women.
Hold on. Listen. Hello. Now, I know you two are. I have a feeling. I don't know anything. What do I know? But there's two people out there that just started proposing. Now they're fighting. Can I make a recommendation? And I know this is crazy, but if there are those two people, they're going to be like, shut the fuck up. This is freaking me out.
Shut the fuck up. This is freaking me out.
Honey, I'm sorry. I think someone's at the door.
Honey, I know I'm mad at you, but I'm so freaked out by Todd Glass right now that I'm forgetting my anger at you. What was I mad about?
Listen,
I
don't know. Both what, of you, hello,
we can't,
hello.
I can't stay mad at you.
Jake
you
Fogelnest, I'm literally talking to you.
Hello?
But now I don't know what level this bit we're in. But you guys were so great. I'm going to say we go for this.
We did that. And that's good.
Thank
now
to Eddie
here.
Pepitone.
Keeping order.
We have this. And you guys were great at that bit. You
I don't know. I think.
No, no,
I
no.
think I didn't try to rewind soon enough. Okay.
We're the bailouts.
You guys were great at that bit.
Here's what we're going to do.
Kill ourselves.
That, oh. No, that was fun. I know. That was a fun. I love that.
That was funny.
Because here's what I think. Our core listeners, they know sometimes like what we were trying to do. and then there were times
what
we.
The result was.
Yeah. No, no. But they knew that at times we were hitting home runs within it.
Yeah.
And then other times it took us a little, we got a little lost. But that was fucking great what we just did. I'm complimenting it myself.
I like when I said you don't go down on one knee to do a bit with a woman. And I think that's great advice for the guys listening
that, yeah,
out
that's
there.
True.
I think that actually
that is
ended
true.
Up being good advice. Thank you.
It is true.
I'll be. Can I tell you one thing? You don't want to hear it.
Oh, no, no, I do.
My acupuncturist, I go once a week.
Name dropper.
Yep. And before he puts these noise-canceling headphones on while he plays.
Can I interrupt you? And you promise I will let you get your thought out. I feel like Chris should have played that new right after I said name dropper. So can you do what
yep.
you did again? And I know this seems weird to make you guys keep doing this. I feel so unprofessional. So go ahead. You say what you said.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
My acupuncturist, I go once a week.
Name dropper.
No, this is so weird.
No, I think there could be something better than that. Will you do it again?
Yeah.
Play this.
Can I tell you something?
Where's Eric going?
Irk.
Irk. Where are you going, Irk?
Here.
He's going to the bathroom? Okay, it's okay. I get nervous when
somebody's in there. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Bum, 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 bum.
All about a Saturday night.
Wait,
I
somebody.
I was moving and a grooving. Splishing and
oh, my God, oh, my God. Splish, splash, I was listening to a glass oh. all along a Friday morning. Rub-a-dub, I was
listen.
Splash, listening in the tub. I dropped it in and electrocuted myself. Wait, but somebody should make a song.
Joe McKenzie.
That'll be on next week.
Splish, splash, this is how
I'm pretty. Listening to a glass.
Oh, my God.
That's
all
good.
About a Friday night. Mark Maron just wrapped up his show. Yeah. Now Todd Glass is bum, 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 boom, bum, boom, boom, bing, bang. I saw the whole gang. I said a boom, boom, ba, scooby, dooby, doo. I said a moving and a grooving, binging and a banging, schmooking and a blooking, drinking and a blacking. Hey, now, I was a booming and a shoo.
That's exactly your song registered. When you just went, hey, now, when you
hey,
yeah.
now.
When you listen back to that, you're going to go, that sounded exactly like the guy that sang it.
Oh, my God. Are you asking me to sing?
Well, yes, I am.
Oh, sure. I mean, I guess. I don't know if we have anything ready. What do you want to hear? When you walk into a storm?
No, I want to hear you do more of that. All right,
I
fine.
Wasn't.
How about when you walk into a storm, but 50 style?
When? Let's not do that now.
Okay.
Let's
but wait,
go back
let me tell
to.
You about
let's do the bit where we have a different the acupuncture, okay. and then I'll let you go right into
all right,
it. Okay.
Can I tell you something?
Okay. You ready with this new song? Okay, because I think this will be much better.
So can I tell you something?
Much bitter better.
Once a week, I go to this place. I get my acupuncturist.
Name dropper.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I might have to dance.
Who sent this in? Say it loud.
I will. Fan Alex
Dottie. Alex Dottie. I like that. Play that again. Okay. And then we're going to hear her song, her story. Everybody go, hey.
Wow, that sounds really good.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey. Jen?
Yeah?
Now time for Jen Kirkman to tell her story about her acupuncturist. Over to you, Jen.
I just wanted to say, I think you would like this. He puts these noise-canceling headphones on when he leaves the room, and it plays nice music. But before he puts them over your ears, he goes, it's a kind universe that wants good things for you. So just think about that. And if you have any stress or worry, let it fall on the floor. I'll clean it up later. Isn't that the best?
Let me tell you something. Anybody, And I am the most silly, demented. I love, but if you don't soak that in, yes, I fucking love that.
He goes, this half hour's for you. And then the other thing he does is he says, and this is something I've been meaning to tell you forever. Once the sun goes down, that is the universe telling us get quiet. No overhead lights on, red lights, candles. Your house should be dark. Even if you don't go to bed till midnight, it should be dark.
Well, tell
live,
these fucking
live in an atmosphere. You know, yes. Just create an atmosphere for yourself and live in that atmosphere.
You know what? I'm tired of arguing with people about it. You two agree. A lot of people they come. I'm starting to get angry.
Can
at people.
Can I say one thing? He doesn't agree. When we were driving over here, he's like, I hope Todd doesn't talk about lighting again. Because I like to turn on a spotlight. I'm like, don't fucking embarrass me in front of my friend Todd.
I can't believe you're bringing this up. But what I do is I have a disco ball in my house. And that's just sort of the atmosphere that I like to create.
I like the atmosphere of the supermarket, you know, like in the meat section. But hold on. Let me say this about atmosphere. The other night, sarcastically, I turned the lights up brighter in my house to ask somebody. I went, oh, would you like it like this? Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, if 10 was the highest those lights go, I didn't turn it up to a 10. Because I didn't want to be like, no, because I knew they'd be like, no, not that.
Right.
But I turned it up to like a 7. But that was still too bright. And you know what they said? Yeah, that's good. I said,
No, it's not.
Did they die? Did you find out later?
Of course,
they're still with
that.
Us. I'm sorry.
All right, listen, let's take a break.
Closing down.
What we need to do now. Oh, so you talked about your acupuncturist. Uh-huh. Can you... But I want to do this quietly. Can you move over to this mic and read the Mr. Rogers quote? And by the way, you know who's ready to shed not listening to the show right now? If you're on the fence. And by the way, it's so weird I think like this, but this is the way I think. So I gotta do what I think.
You do you, girl.
Yeah, well, I don't appreciate that. sounds a little... there you go. But if anyone went, oh, another Mr. Rogers quote, you, why are you holding on to listening to the show?
Wow. You're missing it. You're just missing the point of the whole thing.
I think it's someone that goes, no, but I don't like that about... By the way, just so that people know, then there's the people that go, I'm excited to hear Mr. Rogers quote, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
I'm truly in love with you.
Can't
but if
people
there's someone,
just be all in with the Todd Glass show?
Well,
can't
by
they
the way,
be all in?
By the way, it's my paranoia, and I get the listeners that are ready to hear the Mr. Rogers quote. They're like, Todd, stop worrying about those other people. I think you know that I do, but I'm also realistic about it. But to me, it's getting in the psyche of that person that likes my sense of humor in so many of their areas, and that psyche of getting in that psyche of that person, not to get into their psyche to destroy what I love. No, that I need to keep doing. And I think what worries the hardcore, the people that listen every week that are excited to hear the Mr. Rogers quote, that's what we're calling them, they're afraid that me acknowledging those other listeners is going to make me jeopardize what I like to do. And it won't. I know I'm saying it right. But I think it's funny if it's not going to jeopardize the show to get into the head of that person that is listening right now going, oh, another Mr. Rogers
quote. I don't like.
And then acknowledge them. They go, then it's time. You don't get, then you got
to. Or fast forward, just like some people have to rewind.
You're right. Thank you. So here's the Mr. Rogers quote. How about the poor people that wanted to hear it? They had to hear all that.
How about you call your fans the people who want to hear the Mr. Rogers quote, just like Arsenio was like, the people over here going, woo, woo, woo.
I do.
That's what you would say in your talk show. These people over here, the people that like Mr. Rogers quotes.
These people over here.
They throw their sweaters in the air.
We live in a world where... Okay. I love this quote. I hope it resonates with you as much as... You want to read this last and do Dalai Lama's first? No, let's do this first.
I like to bang hot chicks. I just read the quote.
Yeah,
that's the
really
quote?
Weird.
That's...
that's what I have written down. I like to bang...
Fred Rogers.
No, it was said overheard at a bar.
If there's grass on the field, play ball. Fred Rogers.
Play ball, everybody. That's Jen Kirkman.
Can I plug something? I'm kidding.
So here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to read these quotes, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to have to say goodbye to Katie, who's on her way over to the Nerdist Melt.
That's where they pour cheese on a bunch of dorks.
Don't make fun.
I love that place. You kidding me?
Me too.
It's
me too.
It's like a temple of awesome nerdness. It's wonderful in there.
I said,
love it.
There's nothing wrong with calling yourself if that culture has been called that. If you don't turn around and be a prick to the next the other person.
Thank you.
So, and by the way, and a lot of them don't. Majority of them don't. I'm just saying for the ones that do. I'm not saying it in a negative way, but like just remember not to now that you. you know, have what you have to not turn around and shit on someone else. And that might mean even someone you perceive to be a jock walking around, that you perceive to be, still be kind to people.
I want
to
start a website like Chris did with Nerdist, call it Coolest, and it's just for people who like Led Zeppelin and like actually kind of cool stuff. Because the cool people are now the new nerds. Like, I feel, as a very cool person, alienated.
Well, the truth is...
I feel the same way.
The truth is, if you can just... And I'm sure you'll... I think you'll agree with what I'm about to say. There's an affectionate name given to those groups.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. Sometimes you reference it because it exists. You can't act like... But in the perfect world or the world I try to live in, I'm all right when that's not popular because I think, to me,
Rewind.
No, be nice. Like, just no matter what group, just embrace everybody.
Yes.
And then that will never go out of style.
That is a good quote.
Yeah.
Well, embrace everybody and that will never go out of style. Somewhere Fred Rogers is reading that in heaven to his friends. Did you hear what Doug Glass just said?
Well, there's another thing that I said.
I love that I will not let you get to this quote. I'm sorry.
No. It's all right. But what I wanted to say about, I don't know if this was read. I read it somewhere, but I don't think I did. But I thought about this.
Hold on.
At least I'm being honest.
I know. It just made me laugh. It's funny.
Because if I read it, I need to find out who's... If somebody's hearing this and going, oh, blah, blah, blah said that, that might be true. But I have a feeling that I thought of it.
Oh, okay.
That the only... if you never underestimate anybody's intelligence, you'll never look stupid. Because, boy, when you estimate someone to not be intelligent and you say something around them and they're hipper than you, or hipper or smarter or more in tune than you... You look like a fucking fool.
Even as a comic, too, if you treat your audience like they're dumb, you get nothing back.
Treat your audience like poets and geniuses, and lo and behold, that's what they'll become.
Where's that from?
Well, I believe that's Del Close.
I knew that said it.
Well, I can meet in the middle with that. Yes. Whenever I go to yell at an audience, I always say, by the way, I'm aware that there's a percentage of this audience that is enjoying me yelling at them. So I'm not talking to you. And I hope that brings you comfort to know that when I'm about to go off on a tangent here and yell at this crowd, that I know the people in the crowd that are eating it up like me. So with that in mind, and then I fucking start yelling at everybody. All right, so these are some quotes. This is a quote from Mr. Rogers, and I don't know why I love this so much. And do not fuck. Do you want a little reverb in it, or do you think that bastardizes
it? I'm seeing the quote. It just says Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis.
I can't believe you came all the way here. What if you got up and left after that?
He's been trying to get it in all night.
It's the rules, and then sleep.
Baba Booey. Okay, so go ahead. George Carlin, let this breathe.
All right. Part of the problem with the word disabilities is that it immediately suggests an inability to see or hear or walk or do things that many of us take for granted. But what about people who can't feel or talk about their feelings or manage their feelings in constructive ways? What of the people who aren't able to form close and strong relationships and people who cannot find fulfillment in their lives or those who have lost hope, who live in disappointment and bitterness and find no joy in life, no love. This, it seems to me, are real disabilities. Fred Rogers.
I love that. In the middle part reminds me of me. Have friendships.
You're fine.
I am. I need to get closer with my friends.
Well, you're close here.
Thank you.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's read a few Dalai Lama quotes, and then we're going to take a break. What are your Dalai Lama quotes? By the way, I think I might be... I said if Buddha wasn't a religion, I would do it. But then they all laughed at me and said it was. But what I mean is it's a religion that I might be all right with. Because, you know, let's not call it religion.
There's a great podcast you might want to check out called Against the Stream. It's a kind of tough guy with tattoos like yourself.
Thank you.
He's a sober guy who lives in San Francisco, but he moved here. And he appropriated Buddhism for, like, the city dweller. You don't have to be religious. He just gives talks about... Hey, this is what the Buddha meant when he said this. It's just life stuff. Right. Very interesting.
Well,
check
no
it
one
out.
Defies. That's why when someone said to me, I might have said this on the show last week, and I've also said that we should call that the show that. when people say it's weird when you have to be so careful when you tell someone you don't believe in God because everybody thinks God represents whatever they think it represents, and when you say you don't believe in God, they find out later, go, oh, no, I believe in that. When you said you don't believe in God, they dismissed a lot of things that you do believe in.
Right, right.
And I don't not believe in a higher power, but I think sometimes that higher power could be, and I'm not kidding, could be an old guy that works at a deli that in that moment says something so, that's your moment that if you're thinking the higher power, always have to be, it could be the people around us and someone that says something. Of course I believe in growth and educating yourself and hearing something that you've known to be true, but maybe this old guy at a deli just said it in mm-hmm. such a simple
yeah,
way. You
never know where that stuff's going to come from.
Fucking
yeah.
was what, great. I love that he said that. Yeah. And soak that in. That could be. So I do, when you say you don't believe in God, people think you think you're larger than life and there's nothing to you for to learn through or nothing for you to grow to or nothing for you to aspire to. No, I just think that those people might be amongst us.
Yeah.
It might be a child that utters brilliant words or somebody and just soak it all in around you, and that's the higher power.
My friend who's in AA said he's an atheist, but his sponsor was like, okay, you don't have to have a God, but you have to have a higher power. It makes it easier. He's like, well, I don't have one. So his sponsor was like, fine, let's not talk about it anymore. Let's just go to the ocean. So he drives him to the ocean. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, real quick, can you just run to the water and try to push it back for me? And he's like, well, I can't do that. He goes, then that's your higher power.
There you go.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Then the guy was like, there you go, bozo, and pushed him
then
in the ocean.
Drowned,
yeah,
then he drowned him. Drowned
him.
Then he drowned him.
He drowned
and then he goes, now I'm your higher power, you fucking bitch.
I can't push it back. I'm trying to push it back. Stay back, water. I'm Eddie Pepperton. I'm Eddie Pepperton. And I want the water back.
My mother died in a mental institution alone, and I just want the water to push back.
My mother was on medication.
Wait, what if this guy, though, like his sponsor thinks he's so smart, he's like, he's not going to be able to push the water
and
back.
And he doesn't.
And then he
and
pushes
he does
it back.
And yeah. he's like, oh, fuck, sorry.
Let's read the other Dalai Lama yeah. quote, then we take a break.
Dalai Lama had huge tits. Is that who this is?
This is Dalai Lama.
No.
Oh, that's Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's Dolly. You know, when we go to a break, let's play a Dolly Parton song, because that was just great.
The Dalai Lama.
Not only does he have great quotes, he's doing acupuncture, too.
Go ahead. What else did he say that's so great? I say it negatively.
He says, be kind whenever possible. It's always possible.
Oh, that's the fucking kicker. Mm-hmm.
Boy, do I fantasize about defending someone getting yelled at by a mean agent. You know an agent? Like the old, that thinks they have to yell at their assistant. By the way, a lot of agents don't.
Fantasy.
A lot of agents don't. I know two agents and my manager that they don't hear to that. No, you don't have to fucking do that. It's not a fraternity. It's supposed to be the opposite of a fraternity. Any agent that plays that fucking game. By the way, the only way that I fail is by not being able to tell you this in a calm voice, because I echo some of you need help. I hate that that's part of this business, and they think that's part of the business. No, it's what fucking sucks the soul out of this business. Every other business should be like that, and the word should be, you know what I notice? I'm not saying all agents and managers are nice to their assistants, but it seems like more than any other business. Well, of course, you're in a creative business. Most people don't play that game. You do, you fucking pile of fucking shit. Some fucking agent out there or manager, and they do it. They play this game, and they think it's okay. It's not okay. You suck the soul out of this business.
It's not a fraternity.
It shouldn't be.
It's a haze, some weird hazing
ritual.
And
if your client saw you doing that, I'd be embarrassed. What? Oh.
And I got this rage in me when a few of my cousin and then a friend of mine's nephew was interning, and I believe some of the stories they told me. And by the way, it doesn't mean in Exxon or a car dealership the same thing happens, that some are nice to their – kind to their employees and some aren't. That's the simplicity of it. I get it. There's a manager at a restaurant. But somehow in the business – it angers me more to think of somebody. No, your inability to communicate, it's not a hazing game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. It shouldn't be. And the fact that you create, that you make it that, shame on you. Shame on you. Get some fucking help. And yes, so I fantasize of being able to step in and give somebody their dignity back.
Like if you went to visit your agent and you caught him doing that. And then, oh, I love to think
And about you know
that.
What? I've told this story before. And I think because I saw it happen once, and boy, did this person give everybody their dignity back. And again, I'm not this show. It was, you know, it's like you go, oh, is that my excuse to plug that I was on Married with Children? But I did this stupid little bit part of Married with Children, and somebody yelled at the extras. Really? By the way, on a scale from 1 to 10, look, they're extras, and if somebody's in a rush and
pieces of shit,
No. I think that extras can handle knowing that. But this was a 10 out of, if 10 was the meanest. And one of the people on the show goes, no, 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 no. We don't talk to people that way on this
show.
Oh,
I love it. They're my hero.
It was the neighbor, Marcy. I don't know her real name.
Her.
Yeah, she goes, No.
I'm going to watch that show now. If I see an episode with her in it, I'm going to feel love for her.
She goes, we don't talk to people like that. And, you know, later I heard her talking to your craft services saying why she felt she needed to do it publicly. Like, she thought later, she must have thought, oh, couldn't I have corrected him on the side?
No, you don't.
No. She goes, he did it.
Shuts it down.
He did it publicly, and it needed to be corrected publicly.
Yes. Yep.
And I really respected that. And I watched 15 extras walk home or however walk out of there feeling, having their dignity. So, yeah, of course, who wouldn't fantasize being doing that?
I wish they all walked home together. We don't have cars. Yeah. Can I wait really quick? Can I tell you a fantasy? Really quick. It's okay if I can't. My sister.
I got a chocolate dildo.
My older sister is a lovely woman. Mm-hmm. She is a cancer survivor, divorcee, owns her own home, owns her own small business. She teaches fucking horseback riding to children. She has horses on a farm.
But she does not like Jews.
No.
That's Jake Fogelnest. Go check him out on his show. Well, let me hear about your aunt and the Jews and
no,
horses.
My sister. So she's lovely. Mm-hmm. So she's a Democrat because she is. A lot of women are. She's a liberal. She everything she needs.
By the way, I don't mean to be rude. Yeah. You have 38 minutes to finish up this story.
Oh, great. Okay, perfect. Woo! Why am I rushing? She is obviously a Democrat. Every issue that I just named applies to her. Mortgage issues, small business owner, cancer survivor, health insurance, you know, abortion, whatever. Her best friend is married to this guy who's a right-wing psycho. Not because he's right-wing, but because he's psycho and he gets angry and violent. And she said to him before, Joe, we don't talk politics because you get too heated. I'm not smart, but I know what my values are and I don't want to vote for the guy that wants to take my birth control away, whatever. Mm-hmm. So she goes to his house on the day of the election. He goes, who'd you vote for? She goes, Joe, no politics. I mean, I'm sure you know who I voted for. He goes, who'd you vote for? She goes, Joe, I don't want to talk politics. And he's like, who'd you fuck? What did Obama ever do for you? And she's like, well, I can't answer because that's not, I don't vote thinking what he did for me. I just know what I don't want to happen. And it was and he's like, what? He goes, you're
this
not
is
gonna.
Her husband?
No, this is my sister's friend's husband. So she's going over their house, like a guest.
You
in
invite
their
a, right. You invite a house guest over.
I
like,
get
oh,
it.
Let's have a nice dinner.
So this makes it not sad and now interesting.
Yeah. So he goes. I love when people realize that. I would love someone on stage to, when I'm telling stories on the mic, to be like, this is interesting and not sad. Yeah. And then the audience comes. So he's screaming at her. She goes, Joe, he goes, why do you vote Democrat? She goes, I just feel like it's a better choice as a cancer survivor, a single woman. He goes, you're not going to have an abortion. You're too old to get pregnant. She goes, it's not about me having an abortion. Why would turn back a law? I just, Joe, leave me alone. And she started to cry. And he kept screaming at her. And his 14-year-old son, he was doing it in front of him. And his 14-year-old son started picking on my sister. And she just left crying. I said, have they apologized to you? She said, no. I said, do you think you'll see them again and you'll just never speak of it? She goes, yes. I go, I'm going to fucking cut his balls off.
Here comes your fantasy.
And I said, Gail, let me send him an email. And I wrote the longest email. And I said, you don't fuck with my sister. If you're angry, then you have your own problem. And when I see you and you can show this email to the police because I'm fucking right. You don't make a grown woman who's going to go home alone cry. I will take an umbrella and I will shove it up your ass and I'll hit your balls back and forth. And I will fucking poke you in the stomach with it and I'll hit you over the head.
Sorry.
And so this is my sister goes, don't send him the email. And I go, fine. But they come over every Christmas Eve because they're trashy kids when I see my sister's pony. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to stand on the front steps. And I can't fucking wait. And he's going to pull up. And I'm going to go, my sister won't say this to you. But as long as I'm staying here, you're not fucking allowed. And I wish people could see me do the thing with I'm waving.
Wait, are you really
going to
do this?
I'm going to do this. And I can't fucking wait. I'm going to go, Joe. Not when I'm here. Don't try to come in here, Joe. That's when I get the umbrella. I go, stay the fuck away, Joe. And I start wailing on his leg until he's falling. And I go, call the police. I'll say it's self-defense. Get the fuck out of here, Joe. Don't you ever make my sister cry again. I can't fucking wait. That is my Christmas Eve fantasy. I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
Like, at times you want the Dalai Lama, but at times it's just time to whip someone's ass with an umbrella.
Let me tell you something. The fact that you said that is your Christmas wish. Christmas, let me tell you something. Somebody, I get it. That's a happy wish because you're wishing to give someone to defend someone that didn't have the courage at that moment to defend themselves. And you're not crazy because you're not mad at that guy that he doesn't agree with your sister.
Not about
you're mad
that
he couldn't pay her an ounce of respect. And by the way, the sad part is in time, your sister will prove she's right when she's proud of what she did for social progression. And he'll look like a fucking idiot. And let me tell you what people sound like that guy. It's bad enough if you can't do math. You can't do math if you're humble about it. People are kind to you. But there's nothing worse about someone that can't add with an attitude. And that's what people look like that are on the wrong side of social progression. It's when we go back and hear what their views are in our goddamn lifetime. I said this before. It's not like we have to go, wouldn't it be, will we ever live to see the day if one person was right and one person was wrong? Yes. And here's what they're going to sound like. Hey, fuckface. get that song ready when we go out of here. Hey, fuckface. 2 + 2 = 7, asshole. Hey, moron. 2 × 2 = 48, you fucking stupid. That's how they sound. And 15 years from now, people can play this and then play what people's views were today that weren't open-minded, and that's exactly how it's going to fucking sound. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. You just heard Jen Kirkman's fucking Christmas wish. Jake Fogelness is here. Merry Christmas, and I'm not joking around. I mean this aggression in a positive way. We'll be right fucking back.
Snow comes to cover the ground. Well, it's a time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it to hold you round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. All the world is your snowball. See how it grows. And that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball.
It's a marshmallow world on a Monday. Wasn't that great, that song?
It was. I love that song.
So here we are. We have a caller. Go ahead.
You know that song's really about cocaine, right? Anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Play it again. No, you don't have to play it again.
People know.
What about this song here? This person. Who sent this song in? Let's get... The water commercial, what is that? Oh, we have a new ad? We have a new sponsor? Who sent that in?
Melissa
what? I don't have her last name. Melissa, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with a new sponsor.
Oh, Vito does mineral water. It comes from the depths of Earth. Birds and fish haven't had a chance to poop in it. It's poopless. It's clean.
What if that was a real sponsor and I go, no. I'm not doing that. I tell these guys this every fucking day when they put these shit ads in front of me. How funny would that be? Anyway, and then we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Who sent this song in?
We don't know.
The band.
We never said it.
Yeah, we did.
No, we did.
Okay, play it.
Play what?
Play the song.
I told you we never said it.
Oh, we'll have to do it next week.
I love. By the way, it's my favorite Cheech and Chong bit that you guys did. Play it. Play it. Play what, man? Play the song. What song? The song. Who said it is?
Shut the fuck up. That is so right. That's what really just happened.
Yeah.
I'm able to step back and go, what are we, buffoons? Play the song. What song? Sounds like we're a couple of morons. I knew you. I know. I was confused. And we are going to get you a mic. Until then.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Well, if that's real, that's an honor. And I don't... He doesn't have a mic, so we just let him pre-record things now. Like, if we're talking during the show and he wants to say something, he has to pre-record things.
Insightful.
Yeah, there we go. What else would you have, like, if we were doing a show right now?
That's funny.
So what do you think about what happened in the news?
How insightful.
That's all I have.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Seriously, how's your Christmas? Are you having a good time? I mean, your Thanksgiving. Are your parents coming into town?
I'm good. How are you?
He had one.
He doesn't really answer. But he kind of does.
I love that he pre-recorded. How many did you
reprieve?
This afternoon, I said, you don't have a mic yet because we have to get you a mic because of the Hurricane Sandy. There's a lot of mic delay. Thank you. And then, but I said, we should get him a mic because he reads a lot of stuff. And But I go, but you can pre-record stuff, and I didn't know he was really going to do it. So what else would you say? Like if I go, hey, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Todd.
Holy Chris, I swear to George Carlin that I didn't give him. I know it doesn't. It seems like maybe I'm overly.
No, I believe.
It just seems like that is like I go, I'll say blah, 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 and you'll play this. All right. So listen, enough with that. So with a band, we keep. Guess what? You know that song? The lady and then she then my man.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that song.
But well, no, did you?
No.
No. Say you did. It's funnier.
I kind of did, but I don't like to brag. Because
I love how you take direction and you completely turn 180 and go exactly where I want you to go.
Well, because here's the thing is, like, as it's hard as a woman in comedy, I don't want
to
complain.
By the way, we all know what you're telling us this, you're lying, and we're about to call you on it. And that's the beauty. Well, it's just so, hard. So hold on. But you don't know that we know. You don't know we know. So you honestly wrote it.
Yeah, it's here's the thing. It's hard being a woman in comedy because I know that song is so familiar. And mm-hmm. You're like, no, I've heard. But it's like, I'm actually the first one that did it, but no one believes me because they're like, oh, you know, women haven't been doing comedy that long and they're not as funny. But I'm like, no, I wrote it like.
Okay, because can I tell you, do you know who Bob Saget is?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
you're familiar with his work?
Yeah.
Okay, because.
This is a song. My dad played it for me on a tape one day, I just thought it was amazing.
Let's not listen to clips.
No.
I think that this is a relevant clip.
Crazy tape.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jay.
I just like when we talk.
Oh, this song sounds familiar. I wonder if it's like the song you wrote.
Do you need more Dalai Lama quotes?
Who sat on a rock. Stroking his whiskers and shaking his fist at his
neighbors
who sat on
the
wrist.
Wow, it's eerily similar.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
Eerily similar.
No, let's listen to it.
In the old days of yore, along came a lady who looked like a decent young lady.
Can you tell me more about how it's
hold on, stop it. Okay, he said he met a lady and he was petting his duck.
Yeah.
And he said, I figured out, I think I fucked it up.
No, but I'm...
I'm lost.
You know, that wasn't fair because I used to open for him on the road, and I think he took that from me.
Wait, he took this? Play it. Let's hear what he took. Let's listen to see what he took.
This is a song. My dad played it for me on a tape one day.
Oh, yes, dad. He told me that we were on the road together, amazing. But okay, whatever.
Here it is. I didn't write it. It was this right, crazy tape.
His dad died when his mother was in childbirth. It was a rare case of when the father dies in childbirth. But okay.
I'm going to give you guys, I want you to write a song, you, Jen Kirkman, and Jake, about waffles and pancakes.
Okay.
We're going to take literally, a 30-second break. You have to do, no, let's take a 10-minute break. You have to musically produce it. I swear to God, this is the truth.
Okay.
So for our listeners to know this, I'm swearing to God.
Right.
So it's about pancakes and waffles.
Okay.
Let's be realistic here. We're going to take a 3-minute break. Have Duncan on the keyboards.
Okay.
Come up with something about waffles and pancakes. I swear to God,
uh-huh.
I know we might have some first-time listeners.
Right.
That I know what you guys, and I know your abilities, and I think you'll...
Do you have any blank sheet music here?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, let's take... What do you think we should give them? Is 2 minutes enough?
I think we could do it in 2 or 3.
Two or three minutes, yeah.
3 minutes, we're going to come back, and we'll play their song. When we come out of break, matter of fact, there doesn't even have to be a break. Just go quiet here for a second. That'll be the 3 minutes. We'll edit it. We'll come back in with the song. Okay, we're back, and let's hear what you guys did. I swear to God.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Are dancing.
Yes. Hold on, pause this.
What?
Wow.
I fucking love this song.
Oh, thank you.
No, this is like, what? Now, do
you know, when we sat down to write this, I didn't think we were going to so tap into the zeitgeist, but
was like, maybe it should be like when you first give us the assignment, I'm like, maybe it'll be a rap, but then like we started jamming.
Play it again.
I swear we've never written a song together before.
Play it again. Really
do
like
you
it.
Like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
We're dancing, everybody. You should be dancing at home.
Do you like that effect I do where I sound like a chorus of people?
Do you like waffles? Do you like French toast? Do you like waffles? Do
you like
waffles? Stop it. We're getting out of control.
I'm so glad we didn't do. My first instinct was to do a gluten free version too.
Yeah.
Do you like gluten free waffles? But it was like too wordy.
I'm big with the jingles.
I kid the jingles.
I kid the jingles.
I love when Andy Kindler makes fun of Bill Maher saying I kid the when his jokes bomb.
I kid the. Oh, this
Andy
Bill.
Always tweets. When Bill Maher's jokes bomb, he will say, but I kid the president.
I kid the president, yeah.
And then Andy Kindler will tweet about it, and it makes me laugh.
He doesn't like when he does that. Thank you, Tom. I'm trying to find out what I'm going to do next. So, trying
no,
to,
I
like,
couldn't tell at all. Wait, you were?
You know what's great about this is that Todd is always so present. Like, it's not like he's got like a sheet in front of him. Where
I do peek. I would be at least this is radio or whatever they call this.
That's funny.
Have it. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. That's right. The hits, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 2000s. Come on, everybody. You better be listening to this song of the Todd Glass Show. Jane Kirkman's our guest. So is Jake Fogelis. Hey,
but I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you because I have you. Great God, heaven, you know I love you.
Pause it. People that are listening at home, I have a feeling, if they thought we were going to play that for another minute, they'd go, we'd get into it. But if we get up and start dancing around...
We're going to look stupid in front of our fiancé who's about to propose.
What if you were about to propose with your fiancé? Let's say this song's playing and you say, hold on, can I just dance to this song before you propose to me? Okay, so you get that song ready. So anyway, the toggle, and you're by the way, you're the couple listening in the background. Right. I hope I'm not throwing you a lob of shit to have to deal with.
Figure it out.
Or whatever. So anyway, I'm doing my show, and then, I don't know if this makes any sense. Now,
no,
I'm
getting
scared.
I get it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to take a break, everybody, and we're going to take things to a different level right now and play more of a silly song. So
I really want to.
I know
the rest of
a lot of times
on
the show we play silly songs, but
enriched my life.
I think you're
going to
like
so
this silly song.
Ways, and
it's
I'm just
really
get down
fun.
On my knees right
it's
now.
The type
you,
of song
you
want to dance
Bob?
To. So I, let's I dance just, to a I, silly song.
Oh my God, Bob! I want to dance.
Wait,
Bob, I love silly songs. Beep, beep, ba, 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 ba. I like to sing along, Bob.
You let the whole song play, and then when it comes back, you're done dancing, and he asks you.
Zingas. You know I love to sing and dance.
All right, pause it.
Bob, thanks for watching me dance. Oh.
I'm starting to wonder about the quality of the show. Like, my song, nothing to do with you guys, but, like, is that okay that I'm playing that and I'm enjoying it?
Wait, in the bit is that or in the real life? I don't even know what's happening anymore. I'm not joking.
Will you marry me?
That was a great question.
Wait, William. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
I don't know.
I want you to marry him.
I swear to God, I want to spend the rest of my life with
you. Do you feel like the podcast is talking to you?
Hey, guys.
What?
Listen, I know you're going to freak out, but I'm playing. I'm the one. I'm Todd. This is the show. It's my show. Now, I know you're thinking, is it one of those things when Todd just goes, am I guessing? You're wearing a blue shirt.
Are we the 1% he's talking
no.
about
wait
that might be listening
okay,
to the show?
There's
what?
Somebody out there right now going, are we the 1% that he's talking
oh my
to?
God.
Wow,
okay,
that
I'm,
is spooky.
I have
oh
to,
my now God. It's spooky.
I have to stop
listen,
smoking peyote.
Okay, listen, you're not. Okay, I know there's somebody out there right now going, they're probably thinking, okay.
Oh,
I,
that's me.
No,
I'm
listen.
That person.
Okay, there's probably someone now getting excited that they think it's them, but I need to stop you. Stop. No, I'm kidding.
It's my birthday.
I'm lost.
It's all right. I think I've been lost a little too. Hi.
Have you been lost recently?
This is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, hi. I'm the oh my
oh,
God.
Biggest fan.
Oh, my God.
I love the Todd Glass Show.
All right, we got Jerry Seinfeld alone. Pause, play the music out. We're going to take calls. Jerry Seinfeld's on the phone with us right
so
now.
So excited.
And seriously, we're going to take some calls. If anyone in the studio, Jerry, first of all, thank you for calling in. A lot of people doubt that it's you, but I don't care anymore. I'm like, if people either believe or they don't.
Well, I just want to say I love the show. I listen to it every week. I love just, people think because I'm more of a serious person, maybe for some reason they are always surprised that I love the show. But it really what I like about comedy is I like if it's real from a unique perspective. And I fucking love your show.
Can I ask Jerry a question? Is that rude?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the podcasters.
I was trying to see if it was in the voice, but I didn't want to do it too loud because then I would ruin it. So you heard this. Here's what you heard.
Is this on?
Oh my God, did you hear the way I laugh with the... I can't laugh for real now because I'm self-aware, but if I do an impersonation of me laughing, here's what it sounds like in the devil's voice. All right, enough of that. All right, so listen, we got a little... That's not a loud doubt. That someone said I laughed like Krusty the Clown, and I got a little offended.
That sounded like Jake to me. I thought
no,
it was
listen.
You laughing.
No. Oh, that is me. That is me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I laugh like that. I got to deal with it.
Actually, I've heard this bit before, and I don't think you do. Well, I'm meaning to call the show.
Okay.
But I'm serious. I don't think you sound like that.
Okay, if you take my laugh next to that laugh, I have to say it does. Some listener should do it. Take Krusty's laugh and my laugh, go throughout the show and do it, and send it us in, and we'll play it.
I don't agree.
Jen.
What?
That's why I like you. And none of these other fucking idiots were ever going to come to my defense. Of course I don't sound like that.
No.
Of course I do. All right, so let's get under control here, and let's see what we're going to do. What is this? What is this, everybody? Everybody wants to seem to sing in the studio.
Todd
Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. Everything's better on the Todd Glass Show.
It's the best podcast you'll ever know. Because everything's better on the Todd Glass Show. 2, 3, 4, the Todd Glass Show. 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, the
Todd
Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
Everything's better on the Todd Glass Show. It's the best podcast you'll ever know. Cause everything's better on the Todd Glass Show.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
I'm having trouble.
Everything's better on the... Now I'm starting to doubt it.
Everything's
better?
The Todd
Glass Show.
Doesn't seem better.
So it's the best podcast I'll ever know? That seems like we're calling it too soon.
How insightful.
My.
Thank you.
Is there one?
If this is the Friday after Thanksgiving, people are eating leftovers. Why am I obsessed?
He goes, can I play the Thanksgiving version of that song? I go, is there one? He goes, well, we'd have to make it up. Well, of course, throw all the work our way, Chris.
How would you play it then?
Chris.
That don't make no sense.
He was going to play it. He's going to play a karaoke version, which we do have. We have that song. I think that one didn't have the words.
How different could the Thanksgiving version be?
Let's try it. Play the karaoke one of this.
Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show.
Mashed potatoes are better with some stuffing, too. It's the best Thanksgiving
gravy you'll ever know.
Because stuffing is better on the Todd Glass Show. Does
everybody do
sense?
Our own version for Chris. See who wins. Here we go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The
gobble,
Todd Glass
gobble,
Show.
Gobble, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Gobble, 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 it's the Todd Glass Show. Gobble, 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 gobble. Because everything's better on the Todd Glass Show.
Jen?
The Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. Thanksgiving dinner's better with the Todd Glass Show. It's the best Thanksgiving you'll ever know. Cause your family's dead and there's mashed potatoes.
Do you want to do it? Oh, you did. I sort of stole your gobble gobble.
No, but I liked it. It was nice. It felt
gobble 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 gobble. You know, I like songs that are easy for everyone to sing along. This is my new gobble gobble sing along. Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. Everybody at home, here we go. It's fun and it's easy. It's not a hard one. Tell me when. Gobble, 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 gobble.
I hope they're singing at home.
I'm at home singing. Oh my God, did you hear that person? I'm at home singing. We can hear somebody's calling in.
Jerry, come on.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
I love it.
Guys, I gotta go. But thank you. Love the show.
Thank you. Jerry Seinfeld, everybody. How about that?
He's so busy.
Class
and
act.
So great that, yeah, class act takes time to call in. What a
I
class
love that
act.
He's a fan.
Yeah.
So tell me, okay, hold on.
Hold.
I love. Tell me what happened with Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, okay. I was just telling Todd. Okay, I went to this. There's this neurosurgeon something center in UCLA where like the top neurosurgeons work, and like they cure people who are in like the weren't able to walk. So I guess Rodney Dangerfield.
Name dropper.
Thank you.
That doesn't even make sense.
I guess Rodney Dangerfield had some kind of neurosurgery in the last years of his life, so he always donated to this UCLA thing. And every year they have this big benefit for all the surgeons, and it's very like upper crust and like stiff people, not because like stiff, you know what I mean.
I know
not,
what you mean.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry.
There's a caller. The caller knows exactly what you mean.
Oh, okay, Jesus. So, why does that sound so funny with the phone effect? All I was doing was being serious, but with the phone effect.
I know what you mean.
It's so sweet and funny.
Okay, go ahead.
So I work for Chelsea Handler, and she was getting this award called the Rodney Respect Award, which is they give every year all these doctors get awards, and they give one award to a comedian who gives a lot of money away to charity. So she got this award, and Rodney Dangerfield's widow introduced her segment. And she's like this hot, beautiful woman. And she says, so Rodney Dangerfield's widow comes out on stage after this doctor was just like, and this is my daughter, Marcy. She was in a coma, and I got her out with my new brain surgery technique. And everyone's like, oh, my God. Very, like, stuffy, rich people in Beverly Hills. She comes out, and she's trying to tell a story about how Rodney once said, I wouldn't even climb four stories to go see a whore, but I did to go see my neurosurgeon at UCLA. Something like that. I couldn't really remember. But she doesn't really get it right, and she just comes out, and it's, like, dead quiet, and it was just a very big moment. And she goes, hi, Rodney loved hookers. I mean, Rodney loved... Rodney, and then she finally told the story. She literally was like, Rodney loved whores. Oh my God. It's my favorite.
It's almost adorable.
It's almost adorable.
You know what? She probably loved him and knew he loved whores. I don't know. I tried to make something nice.
That's what takes away from that story.
He really did love them, though. Don't ever say he didn't.
He did. That's one thing you can never say.
Nobody.
All right, so listen. I think. Hey, it's Jay Leno.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Jay.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to get booked on your show. It's kind of hard.
Gotta go.
In Jay's defense, Mavis gets really angry when he's up late at night in the garage calling radio shows.
I don't.
He hates. It's like he's like, come to bed. It's enough with the cars.
I'll be one more second, honey. I gotta call a radio show in Rancho Cucamonga. I'm trying to think of it. Can you give me reverb in my voice instead of going through my machine? Because for some reason it's giving me too much. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
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 No,
I'm
going to
do that.
Hi, can you, hello?
Hello?
Caller, here, yeah, you want to talk to Todd?
Hello?
Hello?
Todd, I think there's someone caller for you.
Oh, okay. We got it.
So oh, that sounds nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, now turn it off. That was
that's
two.
It? That's all you wanted?
That's all I wanted.
Of all the podcasts in all the world, I had to walk into yours?
What can I get you to drink, partner?
Oh, I don't know. That's all I can
do. Oh, I don't really drink. I'm just someone who ruins the total bit.
No. Hold on. Ready? You're the... Okay. Start it over again. Okay. Here we go. Wherever we were going before isn't where we're going now. Okay.
Okay. This is not
saying that's a famous line from one of the astronauts.
Yeah. Wherever we were going before isn't where we're going now.
On the moon.
Wherever we were going before was not where we're going now. I'm John F. Kennedy. I want to get ahead of you in line.
I told you.
I'd like a nice sultry whore to suck on my Kennedy cock. Where's some nice whores that want to suck on some Kennedy cock?
My husband can get you some. He loves whores.
All righty there. You look pretty hot yourself there. I'm the President of the United States of America, and I've got sultry music playing behind me. Would you like to fuck the President?
Oh, I'd love to. My husband, Rodney, says I can fuck whoever.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield. Would you mind if I do my impersonation of him for you?
Oh, my God, I would love it.
I'll tell you, I got no respect at all, I'll tell you. I know it's not great, but...
Oh, I think you're really good. He would love that.
I'll tell you, you know, my son asked me for a dollar, and I said, $5? Give me a dollar.
Do you want to get out of here?
I don't really get the jokes, to be honest with you.
Take your pants off.
Oh, they're off already.
Let's get out of here.
We're already out of here.
Oh.
I'm fucking you in my hotel room. What's wrong with you?
I have no more feeling left in my vagina.
Shut it off. I have no idea. Shut the
Man,
music off.
Oliver Stone really took a lot of liberties with the JFK story. Wow.
If you can't get lost and have the listeners be okay with it, I got little.
I think that made total sense.
There was something
Rodney
there.
Rodney Dangerfield's wife ran into JFK. They were fucking, and she didn't know it because she lost all feeling in her vagina.
Yeah.
What is so hard to get about that?
Well, no, because
that's funny.
There you go. No, and he means it when he says it. I'm not just saying it. No, no, I like it. Oh, my God.
What?
Jen's up. Both of them.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. You know what I noticed? Jen went, I think she's upset, she's in the bathroom. I wonder what she's doing
she's
there.
She's not.
You know what, I feel like we shouldn't do that anymore. Turning the mic on, I feel like it's unprofessional for us to do it.
Wait, but what if she is, Todd? What if she's, isn't there a responsibility
Jake,
to let people know?
I'm going
to
ask you this right now. If we do listen in and we hear some things we shouldn't hear, if she is, for whatever the reason, like we've caught other guests playing in the toilet before, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
That has to stay between us because I wouldn't want Jen to know that we knew.
Well, yeah, I agree. What we should do is let's turn it up so that we know, the audience will know, but she'll come back. We won't say anything
what
about
What do you
it.
Think it could be that she's in there? I mean,
I don't know.
She could be having
honest,
a good time too and just expressing herself. Throw
that
idea for when you're doing the bit by your way. I'm like already trying to direct the bit. Maybe you don't have to be complaining about the show. Maybe it could be compliments. Yeah. Maybe you could take it in that direction when the bit is yours and thrown upon you.
It gets thrown to you in a second. It
could be something like, oh my God, this is my lifelong dream. Oh, but anyway, it's your bit. So anyway. There we go. So we go back to the bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So I don't know what she's doing in there. But,
it's not for us to judge.
You know
I just want to know.
Turn the mic on. Stop the shit.
Okay, Jen. Take a deep breath and look in the mirror. This is the best your life is going to get.
Oh my God, she's...
This is like the best day of my fucking life. And I just... Oh, Jen, get yourself together. You're having so much fun that you're having a panic attack. I'm just so nervous. I want Todd to like me. I want everyone to like me. I feel like they... Okay, calm down. You're having the best time. You're so intimidated. Jerry Seinfeld called and you didn't fucking say anything to him. Jen, just splash some cold water on your face. Oh, it's cold. Oh my God, my face is getting blue.
Okay, turn the mic off.
I'm not sure what, like, she's...
I know, she's stressing out. I can hear. She's basically, she's probably a fan of Jerry, thought she should have said something and she didn't.
Right.
And she feels like, I should have said this. She was probably running a compliment she would give him, or you inspired me. So she's feeling, and she's nervous. So when she comes back, and I am not kidding you, if you guys did what you did the last time and started over complimenting the guest that did this before, and it was so fucking obvious, it made me so angry. He comes in. All I'm saying is
just business is
natural.
Easy.
That doesn't mean you compliment. Do you guys understand this? Do I have to go around? Because there's nothing worse than someone covering. You get it, Irk?
Yeah.
Duncan?
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah,
Chris?
I get it. Yeah. Right.
Don't over...
That's funny.
Don't overdo it. Oh, shit, here she comes right now.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm sorry, were you on a break? It's quiet for a second.
Oh, look great.
Oh, my God, what did I do?
What?
You just are... You're
oh
the
I've been sitting here looking the
so
same. What do you mean?
Funny. You're just a funny...
Jen, your stand-up's just amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you.
Jen, you look so hot.
Jen, oh my God, if Jerry Seinfeld ever...
Oh, my God, why are you talking about Jerry Seinfeld?
He probably thinks you're an amazing comic.
Why would he think that?
Oh, shut up, every fucking one of you! Oh, my God, Jen, we heard you in the bathroom.
Why would you... How did you hear
me in the
bathroom?
We have a microphone in the bathroom.
What?
Oh, relax. Fucking relax. What? Like you're freaking out? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, we heard a little bit of your. I'm sorry.
Why am I in trouble? Because you have a microphone on.
You're
me
not. By the way, the only reason I even feel bad for yelling at that fake character because she overreacted so much that character. But then I felt like I was yelling at you. It's not.
No.
What? Oh, shut up! It's not that bad.
I love that.
You acted like we all, you know, fingered you simultaneously.
Oh,
you,
I would love that. Well, it's about time. Does everyone want to get out of here?
No, that's a what. Like if you were in anesthesia, we all came in and did that. That's not a what to we heard some
that's
of your private thoughts.
That's no fun for a lady.
That's no fun for a lady. Can you give me that crackling voice? That's no.
Hold on, give me a second.
Am I getting fingered right now? What's happening?
No, I think Todd's.
That's no
fun for lady.
Oh.
Is that Tom Jones on
the show? That's no fun for lady.
Todd's got rare 78s.
I've been around.
There's someone singing. And if this person could, you know, if you heard this, it's an old record. You go over someone's house, right? Mm-hmm. And we have an old Winston Wellow. You ever heard of Winston Wellow?
No.
He's an old folk singer. Almost some people would say he's a modern day poet, but he's from like the 1920s. And it's. Some of it is a little bit lost sometimes,
right.
But the word is he would just, you know, do like crazy type of experimental, you know, he did a lot of drugs, even in what those drugs were in the 1920s, and I have a CD of his, and it's just great.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, you'd like to hear it?
Yeah, Winston Wellow.
Oh, Winston Wellow.
Willow.
Yeah.
I sit around, I wonder why, I watch the time go by. Trying to cherish what's important to me. I got nothing.
He's great. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? At the end of the song?
He kind of bails out.
Yeah,
his song. He bailed out
of
his own song.
Oh, my God. Tony, he's the original bailout.
We're the bailouts, everybody.
We're the bailouts.
That's the long, rich history of bailouts.
They
right
said
there.
That the original bailouts were lost in the Great Depression, and we just found. I mean, this is worth money.
I'm president. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
I'm President Kennedy, and I want to get ahead of you at the McDonald's. All right, we got a lot to do. We got a caller. Oh my God, this is weird.
This is really weird. I think I'll get this voice thing down eventually. I can never find the phone voice, and it's very. Just leave this.
Just to let you guys know, I'm okay with the fact that you listened to me in the bathroom, but.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we did hear some stuff. And then, to be honest, to finish the bit off, then they came out here and I said, don't over. Well, you know the bit. You were here.
Oh, they over compliment. Oh, okay.
But get it. I forgot you really weren't in the bathroom. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, is Jen Kirkman there, please?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, Jen? I'm the guy over from the rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
Yeah, you remember you bought a rotisserie chicken and then you promised to tell 10 friends?
Yeah, I did. Thank
you
for that.
Well,
I got a free chicken.
The problem is we didn't get any people that put your code in, and no one's bought it. No one's bought
a
chicken.
Kidding.
Well, come on now, cut the shit. I've spoke to you once before. No, I don't mean to be rude, and I probably shouldn't have said that. And let me take the time to apologize. But you, every time we call you, you bought that rotisserie chicken. You bought it.
I can't be responsible.
You know what? I think I got to talk for a little, and I've listened to you every other time, and I will let you have your chance. But every time I call you, you were supposed to tell 10 people.
I did.
Am I right that you got a rotisserie chicken oven that would normally be $140 for 70?
Yes, I got it for $69.99 if you want
to. You promised to tell 10 friends.
And I told them.
Who'd you tell?
I emailed 10 people
on
my email.
Let's get them on the phone right now. I got a three-way call.
Why? Can you?
No, dial it right now. What's the number?
All right, fine. Well, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Well, you're... On the air? You're not on the air. You're in the bit. You're in the air. I don't. Well, I guess. Not in the bit. We're not on the air. I mean, hold on.
Not in the bit. We're not in the air.
Oh, he's just on the phone with me.
He's just on the phone.
Oh,
with
okay.
You.
Sorry. Okay. Take a minute. All right. So we're fine.
Oh, by the way, just so you know,
it is going on the air. So don't give anyone's number.
Right. Okay. So I'll give you.
Do the 555 is always a good idea.
Do you want to call my friend Jake?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Because I told him about it. He loves chicken.
I don't care.
Well, okay, but I know.
Okay, this is what you do every time. You start telling me about your favorite recipe that he makes. I want to get him on the phone. Dial him right now. I want to hear that phone dialing.
Okay, it's 555.
Well, hold on. Let me dial it over here. There we go.
6486.
It's already dialing. Ring it.
6486.
Very quick.
But I...
Hello? No, I'm sorry. That's how I answer the phone. It's a funny thing from a podcast.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, who's
this? The guy over here.
Hey.
From the rotisserie chicken place.
Oh,
now,
hey.
I want you, and I don't want Jen to say anything. Is that your name?
Yeah, it's Jen.
Did your friend tell you about a rotisserie chicken oven? You're obviously lying.
Okay, hold on. I'm not going to do this, though.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Back to the...
I'm sorry. I'm just concerned. Jen, how's your cough doing?
It's not doing good these days. I'd love to get off the phone as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kirkman.
Ms.
Kirkman, excuse me. You need to be quiet.
Okay.
Jake.
Yes.
Did she tell you about something she got a discount on and tell you you should buy one?
That sounds sort of familiar. I believe she did.
Okay, do you want to buy one?
What are we talking about again?
Listen,
he drinks to blackout. It's not my fault he doesn't remember.
Listen, you think this is a fucking game?
No, I don't.
Then fucking, I'm going to send someone over there right now.
Listen,
bust your fucking face
is your
with
business.
Baseball
this
bat.
Is your business model. You took the chance. You took the chance. You took the fucking chance on me.
I
didn't tell you to sell your piece of shit for $140.
Oh, it's a piece of shit. How about if I come over there and just get it?
Jen, I ran over there.
Oh, no. You don't want it?
I have to answer the goddamn door.
Tell your dumb boyfriend
to
get out of the room. Or just shut the fuck up, because let me tell you something. Is that your boyfriend on the other phone?
Who's this? I grabbed the phone. Who's this?
I'm calling from the fucking rotisserie chicken.
He's a fucking transsexual. He's a fucking transsexual. He's not halfway through the surgery yet. Wait, call him Jake. His real name's Jane. But why don't you fucking make him
feel bad?
I'm sorry. I don't know how that's relevant to this discussion. very personal thing that I'm going through.
He's going through a lot of shit right now, and he's coming all the way over here to bother me about... To help me out.
I was terrified my dear friend was being abused on the telephone by some sort of psycho.
I don't care so much.
I got disconnected about 10 minutes ago, and I lost you. So I called you back.
Okay. Now listen.
I need this money for this road. I didn't hear a thing, by the way, because I disconnected. See, that's how we get out of that transvestite thing. He's happy now because you're like, oh, thank God he didn't hear it. So everyone's in a good zone. Jen took the bit in a horrible direction that made the transvestite guy feel horrible. You don't have to, because when I came back, you were like, oh, thank God he didn't hear any of that. So you lost me. You didn't know it. You two were arguing. Well, we were disconnected. You told me that your friend was a transvestite. I didn't hear anything. Now I'm back on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Back to the bit.
Hello?
Back to the bit.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, okay. I want the money.
I'm
not shitting around. I want the fucking money.
I want to tell you about the money, but we got disconnected, and you didn't get to hear that my friend is a transvestite.
I don't understand why that is relevant. You know, this is your problem.
Nothing could be funnier than that. Play some music.
You're given a gift that I wasn't on the phone, but you're so... Well, first of all, I have to tell you this, since we got disconnected.
I know I took it the wrong way, but...
No, that was great.
It made me laugh.
Jen, that was not the wrong way.
I'm actually crying. I'm laughing at myself.
What do we have? Hey, by the way, let's... you want to play this? This clip is amazing, if this is real, and I think it is. The news clip. Where's the news clip? Oh, here it is, right there. I have so much to play and do. I have nothing. You want to get out of here?
Oh, I get, excited when you say that.
It was sitting on that cement right there.
For about a year, Jean Mansell has cherished her...
The reason I'm playing this is because at first when I got it, I listened for 20 seconds and I thought, oh, it's another one of those things, you know. But then I kept playing it. It's not about her that I'm making fun of, you know. It's really not. It's about the news source. That has to do this goddamn story.
Right there.
For about a year, Jean Mansell has cherished her cement Jesus statue, an heirloom from her late uncle.
There was footprints behind it and footprints in front of it.
But Thursday morning, Jean walked outside only to find that Jesus was gone.
My husband got a phone call in a real graspy voice over the phone saying, check your mailbox.
In the mailbox, a ransom note.
The note basically said they were holding Jesus for ransom.
The note reads, "We are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yards."
Wait, pause it. Did someone do this?
Wait, what is this?
Well, I'm suspicious because it said that they got a call from a gravelly voiced person, and I want to know why Jerry Seinfeld has time
no,
to
she's,
do
she actually she said that nonsense. She said graspy voice. Did you hear that? Yeah, if you rewind,
raspy.
It's not even a word. But wait, is that a real? What happened? I got lost.
I don't know. I think it sounds like somebody was pulling a prank on a.
But that's a real woman whose Jesus statue got taken.
Yeah,
and then
by
fake
some dumb kids that were like, "Tell you know what we should do? We should take her Jesus."
Hello, statue. I got your Jesus statue.
Why is Jerry Seinfeld pulling such a?
Hello,
childish
this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Hello, this is Gene Staplethorpe. Gene Staplethorpe. I want my statue back, please,
yeah,
Jerry. I love
want
your
you
show,
to clean,
but I will
clean,
not watch it in reruns no more if you don't get back my Jesus
clean
statue.
Clean your poopy up off the curb.
It's not my poopy.
No, I'm Jerry Seinfeld, and I want you to clean your poopy up off the curb.
Well, I don't think this is very nice.
No, I don't think it's very nice. You walk up and down with that dog all the time, and I know you're a religious person, but then why would you let the dog poop all over? Why can't you clean it up? I cannot stand to listen to
because
someone that's
Jesus
wrong.
Made,
listen,
me,
listen.
Jesus made our
listen,
bums and
if Jesus
poop.
Was in your life, you'd have the smarts to know that you don't let your dog shit
well,
all over the neighborhood.
It says in the Bible, dogs poop out of their bums, and Jesus will clean it up in Armageddon. And
you know what it also says?
Happen.
An eye for an eye and a sword for a sword. I'm going to show poop. In your face.
Well, I hope
Jerry
you wouldn't
Seinfeld
do that because
or not.
I hope you wouldn't do that because I have a cataract and my health insurance hasn't kicked in
I
yet.
I have a ringing continental. I do that joke under the devil voice. Two people know what I
Jerry,
meant.
Jerry, you cracked me up. That's an old classic joke.
Sure.
I can't stay mad at you. You can have my Jesus statue.
Never mind. I don't need it.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, first time listeners. This is what we do, and then we talk about kids on leashes. That's right. Okay, hold on. We really have to go in for the close. Okay, so that story, the poopy and the poopy, I don't
this
know.
Right, if we were on a plane right now, you got to put that fucking seat tray up.
Yeah, that's what you're right.
Yeah.
Put your tray table up, everybody. Seriously. Dude, how about the late? You know when Daniel has this thing. You know when they try to give you your change. A lot of times, for some reason, it happens at the airport more than anywhere. They do not want to take your receipt that you don't want. They're evil about it.
Even worse, what they'll do is they'll hand you the receipt
right.
and the dollar bills, and then put
the change
on top
of it.
That's what Daniel says. So that you know you don't have any time to read like
no. And people in line are pushing you. I always want to turn around and go. In the 40s, you would have stood still while I put the change in my purse.
Yeah,
I just feel like that's something you do in the 40s.
But you
know
my theory.
You know it is, and it wasn't better.
But here's what I think. So I've been used to that where they put the like this is the thing Daniel and I were talking about on the show. They put the dollar bill and then the receipt, then the change over it, so you have to take it. So what I do is,
sandwich.
You know, I for some reason I got away without taking it. And then she goes, "Do you want a napkin?" I said, "Yeah." That motherfucker tried to give me the receipt with the napkin.
Oh
I'm like,
God.
"You really want to give
do
me that
receipt?"
Do they
get in trouble what? If they don't give up? Is someone like, "Mary Jane, I told you I have 46 receipts in this here trash can, and I don't like it."
So I want the this is a good character voice. "Mary Jane, put the crackly music on."
It's like
you
a
be,
weird.
Be an old time. Be it's an old time show where you're getting yelled at.
Who am I, Mary Jane or the guy?
You're Mary Jane.
This is,
Mary Jane, why are all these receipts all over the floor?
Why, sir? I just put the wait. Hang on, I'm gonna do that voice. What is
well,
that voice?
I want these receipts to be given to the customer.
Well sir, I just
sir, Mister.
Well,
excuse me. Whatever happened to Mister?
Well, Mister. Well,
Mr.
Glass.
Mrs. Glass.
I just put those.
Mr. and Mrs. Glass.
This is my second favorite Cheech and Chong.
Mr. Glass. Oh, Mr. Glass. Oh, Mr. Glass, please listen. Please listen, Mr. Glass. The customers, they don't want the receipts, Mr. Glass. Oh, please listen to me, Mr. Glass.
Pull down your pants.
Oh, my God.
Pull down your pants.
Why, is it a blackout? Because if it is, with all due respect, you should pull my pants down. That is what you're supposed to do in a blackout, Mr. Glass.
You are some fine lady.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh.
All right, listen. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show all across America. It's spreading. This show, I'm starting to get a little nervous. We don't have enough broadband. All right, fade out the music. Ay, ay, ay.
You would think. figure your show's on after the
Right
after Marc Maron. They would provide enough broadband.
Can I say something? I heard a little industry insider thing.
What?
They wanted to move.
No, I'm not moving.
No, they wanted to move Marc Maron's show to Wednesday nights.
Oh.
Because they think you're actually a strong enough 8 o'clock show on your own.
Really?
And he wouldn't do it. And they fucking did what he said because his dad works at the network. And I love Mark, but I'm just saying he doesn't know when to step aside.
You give all the same qualities to the regular business as a podcast. That's what makes it so funny. Well, the only reason they did it, first of all, it doesn't even exist, but the only reason they did it. All right, listen, we got so much to do before we go in. I feel like I wanted to play.
My ears are popping. That's how much descent we're doing.
It is.
Later today on What the Fuck with Marc Maron. Marc sits down and has an in-depth interview with somebody. Now, back to the Todd Glass Show.
Do you want to play the voice recording from my friend who has a high-pitched sound, and we can see if we figure out what he says?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, this is my friend. He has a very high-pitched sound in his voice. He leaves me messages on my voicemail. Tell me if you can figure out what he's saying.
Hey, Todd, it's Bob here. We just wondering later. We're going to go over to the Grove. I know it sounds a little silly, but we're going to ride the trolley. I think once before, Jen Kirkman said she did that. So give me a call. Do you mind eating at the Cheesecake Factory? Because it's really good. I was just wondering if you were
I know exactly what he said.
What does he say?
He said, I know this sounds a little bit silly, but later on we're going to go to the Grove and ride the trolley. Jen Kirkman said that she did that once. Are you going home for Thanksgiving? Because I know it sounds silly, but I was going to have a dinner. Thank you.
Jen, the fact that you were able to repeat that
was scary. I think you're probably a comedy savant like me. Maybe we should get married.
You know, that would be so much easier for me.
I bet we get along. Can you play another one from my friend? This is honestly my friend.
Thursday morning, and I was just wondering what you were doing. I got
Thursday
go
morning.
Away for 5 weeks. I got a job in Florida, and I was wondering if you could watch my dog. I was gonna bring him to the pet shop, but it's too expensive.
Something about watching my dog.
Yeah, he doesn't want to bring him to the pet shop because it's too expensive. I act like I can figure it out. Oh.
Wait, why are you that impressed with yourself?
I make myself look smart because I have to, well, guys, I can clearly hear what he's saying.
Todd. He did say stop.
I don't mind it really.
Oh, Todd.
We got the Dalai Lama quotes. What's that?
Do you remember?
I'll be with Louis C.K. this, we're... All right, we don't got to...
What's he really like? You guys must have so much fun together, laughing, joking. Do you ever accidentally do his material before he comes out on stage? Is he really named Louis in real life?
I love it. Thank God my family's pretty.
I wasn't being your family. I was asking.
Sometimes things just happen perfectly. All right,
and sometimes they don't.
Well, today it's fine. Okay,
took the words right out of my mouth, Todd.
Can I tell you my favorite Dalai Lama quote?
You really have
yeah,
one?
Yeah. Working 9 to 5.
No,
what a way to make a living.
No,
barely
that's not.
Get to
no,
that one.
No, that's
it's
not.
It's my favorite one. I'm sorry if you have different Dalai Lama quotes. That's my favorite Dalai
that's
Lama
not a
quote.
No.
I'm positive that's not a Dalai Lama.
Okay, look
quote.
It up.
I am like 85% sure. All right,
look
that's
it up.
I know my
tell.
Favorite Dalai Lama quote.
What is it?
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful life. couldn't think of anything. All right,
thank
here's
you.
What we're going to do today.
Yep.
Well, we have, do you want to all, there might be someone smoking pot right now. Do you want to put a little reverb in our voice and see if we can do something for him special as we go to this descent?
Oh, someone in the listener
and now, this
world?
Is to George Carlin, this is gentle, this is kind. You're going to see if they are high, could you take them somewhere?
Oh.
What is this? Winter karaoke? Oh, no. Just do the high, the spa music.
Okay.
You have that?
Sure.
Okay, So we're going to play this, and then we're all going to get a turn. I guess it's going to be everybody with microphones, unless somebody wants to move to a mic. And you're going to try to do something. So let's say right now they go, oh, God, this is going to be great. They went and got high.
Okay.
Now they're sitting back down, and they're high. Maybe you're not high. Maybe you're having a nice soda. I don't care. I've never cared. When everybody else cared, you were drinking sodas. I'm the only one that came to your defense. You know, you the boring guy with the sodas. Anyway, so you have reverb? Not too much where you can't hear us, but just a little. Hey, how are you?
Good. Oh.
Were you serious?
No.
Oh, okay. All that setup. Jen, hi, how are you? All right, let's start over.
Sorry, maybe they're laughing now, the high person, though.
Sure they are. Okay. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, here we go. We're going in for the descent. After this, some carolers are coming by. Hi. Now, remember, everybody, I said to George Carlin, we can never break that. You can't do anything that would be ear-piercing or something. You wouldn't go on and do Jerry Lewis because that wouldn't be calming. So they're trusting us right now if they went outside and smoked a little. And my guess is you're not at the height of being as high as you might be. And why is this funny if it was high, but if we were talking to drunks, it would be sad?
There's something very sad about somebody sitting alone, drinking in their house, listening to podcasts, just like being drunk and listening to this.
But there shouldn't be. You know
what?
I think if you're drinking and you're not an alcoholic and you like to have 3 or 4, maybe 5, 6 drinks. Here's a guy that he doesn't know what an alcoholic is. You know, maybe you're not an alcoholic. Maybe you'd like to sit around, have 16, 17 drinks. Enjoy life, unwind a little.
It's your lunch hour. You fucking deserve it.
I deserve it. Do you know what I said one? Oh, no. People deserve it. I love people that think they deserve shit. Well, I'm sure they don't. I deserve it. Well, for what? What did you do so great? Anyway, sorry.
I didn't hurt anyone today. Yeah.
I deserve it. Okay. Let's not break character this time. Hi. Look at you. Now, some of the things I'm going to try to do with you in your high state might seem a little cliche, but it doesn't matter. I want you to go. And part of some of that stuff you hear about letting go, I get it. You want to stay grounded, but I'm going to ask you to let go. Now, you're not really floating, so if I'm honest with you, you're going to do it. But mentally, we're not playing word games here. Let yourself float. Go. If you think you're doing it, you're trying, and that means you did it. Turn upside down. Like, do anything you want. Twirl around in the air. And may pretend you have 2 big cotton candies with flashlights in the center. And every time you eat, more holes of light are poking through your cotton candy flashlights. And now there's just big things of, and this cotton candy is like no other. Matter of fact, it's a new type of cotton candy. It's actually caramel corn with marshmallows. And then they took globs of it and shoved it into the cotton candy. So sometimes when you bite, you're getting just marshmallow and caramel and cotton candy. And meanwhile, you're still flashing these things around. And now, was that fun for you? If anything, you enjoyed the cotton candy. Let me turn it over. Now, someone might want to take you to a gentler place, but whatever we do, we're taking you to a safe place. Jen?
Hi. Think of how big the universe is when you look out in the sky and it's pitch black except for some stars. It's overwhelming, isn't it? You feel so small. You're not small. The sky is a big black blanket and it's snuggling you. And all those stars, they're little crystals that you can feel. They're rubbing your head. They're exfoliating. Ooh, that feels nice.
Close your eyes.
You're wrapped in a blanket. The universe is actually so small. It feels like a nice little pony is sitting on you, but in a good way, in a way that
it feels
warm and snuggly. And you're like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. You don't have to. This is that morning when you wake up and your alarm goes off and you go, do I have to go to work? And for some odd reason, a genie comes down and says, you don't. And they throw your alarm clock away. And then that big black blanket comes down on you and you just snuggle. And you smell hot chocolate. You don't have to get up. You can just smell it. Or if you want some, you just...
Can I add something?
Yes.
Every
it's
time...
It's our friend Todd from the universe next door.
Hi.
Hi.
Every time you want hot chocolate in the world that Jen has created, you just think about it and you get a mouthful of perfectly warm hot chocolate.
I was going to say that.
It's better than room service.
It's better than rooms. It's mouth service.
Let's all have...
Mouth
a hot
service.
Mouth oh. cup full of hot chocolate with marshmallows. Mm. Everybody put it in your mouth.
Yummy.
Now swallow it.
Some people might not want to swallow it.
Just
they might just want to have it in their mouth. And that's okay, too.
Jake.
What's better than being high and enjoying life and giving in to the gift of laughter? It's all about letting go and laughing. And what's funnier than thinking about Ringo Starr, animated Ringo Starr, in Yellow Submarine, and he comes up to you and he says, "Hello, I'm Ringo.
Are you really?
I want to give you a piggyback ride." You can go anywhere with Ringo Starr, the Yellow Submarine Ringo Starr, and he'll give you a piggyback ride. Just getting a piggyback ride with Ringo. Wait, what's that? It's George Harrison, and he says, "Come here. Oh. I want to teach you how to play the sitar." And he puts the sitar in your hands, and you just instantly know how to play the sitar. You just know. You've never heard more beautiful music, and it's coming from you. And John Lennon hears it, and he goes, "Who's playing the sitar so well?" And you know, it's me, John Lennon. I'm playing the sitar so well. He says, "Maybe you'd like to be in the Beatles."
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you are in the animated Beatles. Paul McCartney comes over and he says, "I hear we've got a new Beatle." You're in the Beatles. You can do anything.
I hate to ruin the bit, but then Yoko Ono comes in.
Oh, no.
Ruins everything.
Oh, no.
Oh. Can't do it. Hello. Well, I hope we did something special for you. Let that music fade out. Duncan, do you want to try it? You don't have to. Fade the music out. Folks. Folks. Oh, you have echo on. Oh. Katie's job ain't so easy, is it? Hello? Oh, it was me. All right, I could have edited that out.
But
matter of fact, I did. That's why people heard it.
Keep it real.
People are like, wait, that's why we didn't. That's why we did hear it.
Right. Now they're rewinding.
All right, well, we do have to go in for close. I think the carolers are going to come by. Well, let's not. Let's. You know what? They're not going to be here. Maybe we'll just all sing a song. I got to change the bit midway through. I don't feel like setting up as carolers.
No, I heard there was a shooting down the street. They probably was them. They got killed.
The worst way to end your show.
No. They did the shooting. That's what happened. The carolers.
Oh, there were a bunch of fucked up carolers.
Okay, let's do this. First of all,
carolers came to your door and they started infighting because somebody, they always feel like somebody always gets to control the. Okay. You're supposed to be doing harmony and then they fight.
Excuse me, Vanessa. I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you something. Once we had these carolers knock on our door, and my mom just made hot baked cookies and she gave them all cookies. It was like our first time in this new neighborhood, and one kid walked away. Me and my brother still think this is funny to this day. When the door shut, he goes, "That's all we got is fucking cookies." Oh. They wanted money.
Oh, I was thinking he walked away because he's like, it could be poison in that cookie.
No. He just wanted money. I guess a lot of people gave them money. But anyway, it was still a
cute. Oh, my God. We've never gave carolers money growing up.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe it was just a dick.
No, I bet they wanted money in my fucking cheap family. I'm going to call my mother later and tell her she's a cunt.
That's not nice.
It's not nice what she did to those carolers. That's why I'm going to call her and tell her she's a cunt.
Is everything okay, that music?
It does.
By the way, that's the, and I'm not even joking around, that's the music that I was conceived to. Seriously, play it and picture my parents.
it really can make anything work.
Picture eating a pie to this with just your hands and your and smashing it into your face.
Okay, wait.
Picture typing to this.
Wait, I have one.
Picture what to this?
Picture someone pulling your pants down in a blackout to this.
Back it up. Pull him down.
Why is there enough electricity for the music to play? We don't know. No. But it's still a blackout. There's a weird generator only on the radio.
Here's me in a blackout situation, because this would be me. And I have the phone, which is the only connection we have to the outside source. But I'm so addicted to playing this music, and everyone's getting angry at me because people are like, no, no, seriously, everybody stay calm. We have Todd's phone for outside source. And then I played, and they go, stop doing that. We need the phone for the electricity to. I go, no, it's funny. And then like 2 minutes later, people are like, I'm getting really scared.
I'm anxious.
It just seems so, you know, when will the power come back on? We've been in this elevator now for what feels like an hour. I just don't, we got to get out of here. Thank you, Todd.
Everyone's getting
very
mad at me.
Helpful.
Please tell him to stop that.
Seriously, tell him to stop that.
I've been holding in my urine for an hour, and it's making me have to go.
Yeah, this is fucking freaking us out. Stop it, Todd.
Jen, talk to him.
Stop it! Stop it! I'm not fucking around. Jen, tell him. We need that phone.
This is not a joke. There's people who, they get suicidal under stress, and I see that this woman is taking her shoelaces out. I don't know what she's doing, but just fucking stay calm. People are starting to hyperventilate. Todd.
Does anybody have an inhaler? Because I'm having...
This kid has asthma. He was, to be fair, he was smoking a cigar earlier, which fucked us up.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song to wrap it up. As we wrap it up, this was fun. How long have we done a long show today? Okay, so anybody, do you have anything you need to plug? I don't know why I laughed.
I asked earlier and you laughed. I'm kidding.
I don't know. No, you have your special. We have the same editor, by the way, for our book.
I know. I don't have a special. But I can plug
special.
My book.
You're special. You're special. Seriously. Everybody's
special. I just gave you a wink.
You have your book?
My book is on pre-order, which it actually helps to buy it on pre-order. It's on sale right now, but if you pre-order it, it makes them think people are interested in it. All I want to do is write another book. So it's called I Can Barely Take Care of Myself by Jen Kirkman. It's on Amazon.com. You can go there right now and get it for the Kindle paperback.
You're going to think I'm lying about the name of my book.
What is it called?
Jen Kirkman Can Barely Take Care of Herself.
Oh, my God. This is like amazing cross promotion.
I feel like
I'm sure you want to call it that?
No,
I
love it.
It doesn't seem like your story.
I thought you'd be upset with the name of my book.
No, I love it.
It's all about how you can't take care of yourself.
I know, but Todd, you have such a great inspirational story to tell.
No,
why do you want to tell mine again?
It's because I think you'll, when you hear mine, what I'm saying is I have bigger problems. Jen Kirkman has a bigger fish to fry than me.
Oh, my God.
Which
that's
is
so
actually
sweet.
The name of my book. Jen Kirkman Has Bigger Fish to Fry Than Me. It's a cooking book.
Yeah, it's a fucked up cookbook.
It is. It's a fucked up pop-up cookbook.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with the closing of the show.
Season's greetings from Radio 1.
Aw.
All right.
What if the Dalai Lama ended every quote with, but what the fuck do I know? I can barely take care of myself. You know, he's like, "Hey, peace and love, and help others." But what the fuck do I know? If
be
he had
kind
a catchphrase,
be kind to everybody whenever you can. And by the way, you always can. What the fuck do I know, though? I'm walking around in a sheet with no shoes. I don't know if they do that.
Or if he said, "I get no respect."
I'll tell you, I get no respect at all. I'll tell you, my wife the other day, she's at a funeral telling everyone I liked whores. I'm dead, and I don't get no respect. That's actually, if he could talk, that's what one of his jokes would be. My wife's at a fancy event telling the crowd I like whores. I'm dead and she's still pissing me off. You don't tell people I like whores, honey. I'll tell you, I get no respect even when I'm dead. Roddy Dangerfield, he's so great.
Oh, he's so great.
All right, let's do this. By the way, a cop friend of mine said he pulled over somebody a year ago. I swear to you, he told me this. And he said they were hurrying because they were on their way to Meryl Streep's house.
That's the best.
Isn't that
the best? So L.A. I'd be like, all right, you know what? Go ahead.
Here's what I think it is. I think it's someone that was on their way. And I said, do you swear to you?
A caterer.
Somebody that was on the way to her house that was impressed and probably excited. Maybe they don't get to go. Like, they're fucking going to sit. So they thought, there's no way I can get a ticket on the way to Meryl Streep's house. I should let the cops know. You know, I don't know.
Wait, can I say one thing to your audience? I just got this psychic vibe that some of your most diehard fans have never seen Caddyshack. And I want them to stop and make sure they watch Caddyshack this weekend and write you emails about how they had never seen it and they were too ashamed to say anything, but they watched it. And I want
you could turn it all around now.
I really feel like there's some people who haven't seen Caddyshack.
I'll tell you what I'll do, because you're right. That's actually, you're right. The odds are that that went into somebody's ears that goes, I actually never did see Caddyshack.
They will love it.
Watch it.
But I'm not going to oversell it.
Yeah. No. And by the way, Jen, do you mind if I tell him?
Yeah.
Jen's dad produced it, so he gets money every time.
Oh, thank
no,
Jen
no, no.
Kirkman Reitman.
When I walk
through a storm, hold your...
Do you guys really want to hear me? I mean, if you want to, I'll...
Yes, please.
Then we'll do a karaoke version.
Okay.
Then we'll do a Christmas song to wrap up the show.
Oh, my God.
Because this is like our first show into the Christmas season. All right, I'll do a little bit. Can you sing?
I can sing.
You can?
Carry a tune, yeah.
Can you try singing this song?
Sure.
Is it on here?
You have to press the button.
What button?
You know you'll never walk alone.
What button?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know what you know. You know that one.
Button on a screen? Are you making shit up? We've never had a button.
I got a button on a screen, right?
That's. I got a button
on a screen.
On a screen, baby. I got a button on a string. I got a button on a string for you. I've got a button on the string.
Do we tell Frank that we're not recording this, or do we just
let
him go?
There's no button on the screen.
We have run
baby.
Out of tape an hour ago.
I know.
And,
do we tell him, or do we just
we
let
go.
Him know?
Caught in a trap. What? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know we're caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Oh, it's over.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will take you out of here today. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thought you might have thought it was Elvis for a minute, but I guess
I liked
didn't
it.
Fool you.
Jake Fogelnix, thank you.
Thank you.
Jesse, thanks for coming by. I haven't seen you in a long time.
91.
Duncan, say hello to Arizona for me. Irk.
Pleasure, Todd.
Thank you very much. Pleasure. Irk, thank you. And you're Chris Burden. Thank
I'm
you.
Good. How are you?
By the way.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Hold on. Now, last week we had a song. Oh, God. How long? Do we have any more room in that car?
Todd just took something out of the freezer.
This is an ice cream we got you. Because last week we did a song for him, and we didn't have a song for him. So we said, well, next week you'll get your song, and you'll get ice cream, too.
Aww.
Well, we didn't get his song.
Nice. Oh.
But we got him ice cream, and next week he'll get a song
that's
and ice
better.
Cream.
No, just bring me another ice cream. Next
week. Oh, no, you'll get an ice cream.
You don't have to eat it now.
You'll get nothing and like
it.
Caddyshack, watch it.
I have to talk to you while
it.
You're eating
yes.
it.
Yes.
I don't have a mic.
I know, but what if I have to talk to you while you're eating it? And I go, hey, how you doing, Chris? What are you going to do?
I'm good. How are you?
A fucking pro, that guy.
So are we okay with time?
23 minutes.
Is there time? That's my question.
This is just going to be one episode.
Whoa.
And next week I think what I'm going to do is have someone fill in for me because I don't think I can be here. And it'll be the first time in a podcast. Let someone sit in. These other podcasts are so afraid.
They don't have the guts. Mark Maron's like David Letterman. He doesn't want anyone to sit in for him because he thinks they're going to do a better job. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
I don't want to say anything. I know you're very outspoken. But, you know, I'm not talking about anybody particular. All I'm saying is if you let someone else shine and next week, I don't know who it's going to be, but I think someone is going to fill in for me. So.
Is it Mark Maron?
It is Mark Maron.
It's Mark Maron's dad.
It's Mark Maron.
He did reverse nepotism.
Is there reverb? No, it's off now. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to end with the first Christmas song people will hear of the new year. So I want to thank all you guys for coming by. This was a lot of fun. And what is that?
Me, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, I did it on purpose.
Oh,
I
couldn't
figure. I felt like a little toddler. I just want to fuck with you.
I couldn't
I
figure. Oh,
mic.
God, that would drive
me
nuts.
Me.
No, no,
but
no.
I had to do it. I had to poke
no,
at
no,
it.
No, no, okay. No. I like that you knew right away. You're like, I don't think he's like you. Well, I didn't know what it was. I thought he was turning the reverb on and off
no,
or something.
It was scary.
All right, so what's the Christmas song?
So
everybody, I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. And hold on, we have 23 minutes left. Just
no,
tilt over for 1 second. So basically, people are going to hear this. Oh, people already had Thanksgiving. It's all
they're
right.
having leftovers.
Leftovers. It's.
Oh, by the way, if you want to have great Thanksgiving leftovers, take a waffle. Go get waffles, even if it's frozen waffles. Put it in the toaster, and then put on the bottom of the waffle. Put the stuffing.
Uh huh.
Then put some turkey, and then put some. I took some cranberry sauce, but I put some honey in it and some brown sugar. And then I put that on as the dressing. And then I put the other waffle on top and cut it in half. And it was... Now, it's obviously people have had next day turkey sandwiches with stuffing. That's, you know, it's called a Thanksgiving sandwich at some places. At Wawa in Philadelphia. but the waffle...
Do you know that's what that George Harrison song is about?
It is. It's about Wawa, the
There's a
wonderful...
George Harrison song called Wawa.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
It's about the
but
chain,
it's not about Wawa.
Chain of delis in Philly.
So I hope you enjoyed your... I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving and you're with your family right now and you're having a good time. Enjoy it, you know. There you go. So it's fun.
I even if like it's a makeshift family, even if it's you alone listening to this and you feel like
we're
Todd's
your family.
Let me tell you something. I would be honored if the word got out that you know what? We should have done a Thanksgiving dinner with people. Like
we
should
did
have
it.
Just. No, I guess this was it, but I mean one where we really ate with everybody.
You don't want to hear people chewing.
You're right.
They got a fucking quality show.
Thank you. You're right. You know what? When you're right, you're right. And when you're wrong, you're wrong. So I guess that makes sense.
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Let's see what we can do with this song. Remember, put some reverb. Fuck is this? I mean, Merry Christmas. This is the most... Okay, hold on.
Introduction. Oh.
Chris just alerted me we should have listened to this before we did it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, it's coming.
Bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, in his place is the new bird. He's singing our song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is parsed. Fuck, the worst part. He'll say, are you married? I'll say, none of your fucking business. Why do every woman has to be married to be worth something to society? Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
Now this will be an instrumental. But then Duncan will move to that mic. All right. You ready, Duncan? This is
when
here.
It snows, ain't it thrilling? Though you know the kids are chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo Inuit way. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Everybody.
Are you listening? In the land. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Jake?
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman unless the other kiddies knock him down.
Later on, we'll conspire about Building 7 and 9/11 as we dream by the fire.
He's unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Duncan, you want to take it home? If there's more? Just...
Imagine 1930s, Los Angeles. You're in the Grove.
Ding, ding. Good night.
It's the trolley.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.